FM, 2.7 WJFM, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Oh, my.
Christ. We got a lot to talk about today.
Oh, my.
A lot to talk about today.
Oh, let's start with...
Whatever that lyric is.
Renegade Sticks.
Dun, 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 dun.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Bye.
Good day.
Is Joe. This is Artie's Joe.
Yeah.
Did you hear me screaming?
I did not.
I was screaming. Well, let me show you what was going on. Well, that was playing.
Right.
Mike was nice enough to be talking.
Yes.
And saying, this is Ardinger here.
Right.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but the show's on the air.
Right.
So you're not here.
Right.
So I'm standing back here while Mike's on the air. I'm going,
he bolted to the door.
Rob! Boat sound effect!
Now, what are you doing? Where were you?
I was asking John something.
I'm sure it was. You want to share it with the class?
It was about call placement for the first segment.
Oh. Right.
Producer, why would we need a boat sound effect? What type of boat? Big boat, cruise liner, built in the early 1900s?
A big boat.
Speedboat.
Oh, I know what we were talking about.
It was built in the 1800s.
We were talking about if anybody wanted to talk about the Frida thing. I don't want to talk about it for the whole show. I'd really probably rather not, to be honest with you.
Okay, then.
Very nice, very respectful by yep. Channel 9.
Yes.
Thank you. New Derek McGinty was the right guy for the job.
You were right.
No, he was. So that's what you were talking about, right?
Exactly.
That I didn't want to take calls about that right. Once we really started the show.
Right.
We got the ratings today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we got the winter ratings today.
Always, boy, did we. Always good news.
Yeah, well, Buzz, I'm hearkened back to a time, I would say the year was 1997.
Is that when it was?
That was all right.
Yeah. Now, I got a lot to say. Thank you, Robbie. There it is right there. There's the button that's going to be coming back. Collector's item button.
Yes.
Okay, where do I begin? As you know, my life changed 10 months ago.
Right.
It wasn't until, really, I came back from this last vacation. When I came back on April 3rd, I said all kinds of stuff that I really feel. The show's going to be back number one in the beauty pageant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm back. I mean, really, and it's gotten me in trouble a couple of times already. I don't give a rat's ass. I'm really saying what's on my mind.
Right.
I'm letting all the crap out of my system. It's kind of the way I used to operate.
Yeah.
And I really feel that I have Frida's blessing on this, which is why I'm a little happier, a little easier to just let it go on the air now and come back in and focus on having a good time. Mm-hmm. I think I mentioned this to you when I got back from vacation in April, in early April, that 9 months had passed, and I had a very vivid dream about Frida, and the crux of the dream was that it takes 9 months to conceive a child, and in the 9 months that it took to conceive our son, that should be time to, you know, this too shall pass, and move the frig on, and stop doing things half-assed, and stop coming in every day and doing the show and then thinking to myself the whole time, I'm sad, I'm too sad to do this.
You'd always known, at least, that when when you lost your wife and you said way back when that she would have wanted you to move on. But I think when you came back, that's when you had, I guess, an epiphany where it was really time to go ahead and do that, right?
Yeah, to come back. But even when I came back, you know, I was still not that I don't think about Frida all the time, especially now that thing was on TV. It's on my mind again. Like, in some ways, it's like she just died again because they ran it on TV so much. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, on April 3rd, I got back, and with no offense to Mike, to Buzz, to Rob, my tremendously creative and talented partners on this show, you know, as some Dick athlete once said, I'm the straw that stirs the drink. And that's how I feel. And I felt it on April 3rd. And this show, like it or not, is coming back. And I don't care if we're on a piece of S radio station. The show is coming back. We got our ratings today, our winter ratings. And all of you haters out there, all of you internet freaks, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. But you're not going to have to scour to find the information because I'm going to give it to you. And I make you a promise. We are currently, now, we have a show that goes around the country.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, our ratings in Sacramento are tracking up again. Mm-hmm. They've got us projected to be number one overall in Sacramento.
That's very exciting.
Nice.
Our Baltimore ratings are tracking up. A couple of the big markets that we're in, where the Arbitron ratings come into play, we're tracking up. We've been tracking down in D.C. for the last 3 months. I'm not going to blame it on the train wreck of the radio station. I'm really not. This happened to us once before. It's called a bad book.
Mm-hmm.
We went in the overall beauty pageant of listeners from a 4.5 share to a 3.1. Now, they keep telling me crap around here like, hey, you know, there are people who would you know, other stations would just, they'd kill to have your numbers.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not good. And I'll tell you, it's not good.
Not good for this show.
I don't know why it's not good, but it ain't good. And a big part of me thinks it ain't good because, really, in January, February, and even through a lot of March, like I had been the previous 6 months, I was here, but not really here.
Well, I mean, don't take it all on, you know, you. It's, well, it's not all you.
Right. Mike, I'm sorry. It is all me. Just from my standpoint, you know, I mean, there are things that used to be done on this show. I know that there are boundaries we can't push anymore.
Right.
But, like, for 6 or 7 months, I really didn't care about pushing the boundaries. I just wanted to make sure we had a show that was acceptable, that people were going to listen to, people were going to dig. I know what y'all like about this show. Everybody does. We're working some of those elements back in. We got to get out and do the Las Vegas-style shows again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to touch the great unwashed.
Of course we do. That has always been something that immediately
that.
Pays dividends. We know. And you talked about that before we got the ratings. You talked about that yesterday.
Sure. So, I know what you're saying. It's not like we did crap from the time Frida died until March. But in my mind, from my perspective, I wasn't free mentally of that burden until I got back from this most recent vacation in early April when I did the interview with the guy from Channel 9 with Derek McGinty. One of the things I said to him, I don't know if it got on the air, was, I said, you know, it's good you called now because now's the time that I'm ready to talk about it. It just so happened he called right when I was feeling okay about my life, better about my life, so much better now that, it's balls out. That's what I think about the show now. Just balls out. That's how we got where we were. That's how we'll get where we're going to be again. And to the people around the station, God love you. Listen. Don't send us memos saying, Don and Mike, congratulations. Once again, you are number one in men 18 to 49, men 18 to 54, men 25 to 54, men 35 to 44, men 35 to 49, men 35 to 54. Adults 25-54. You went from third place to fourth place. Men 25 to 54. 8.0, first place. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. No, this is not where you say congratulations.
No, if you're going down in the beauty, beauty contest, that's not good.
Ladies and gentlemen, what has happened to this show is we're taking water. And what we're left now with are the people who are going to die with us unless we fix the boat. Because right now, here's the praying mantis. All we've got right now listening to the show, as far as I can tell, And they'll tell you it's a great amount of people. It's all the guys that should listen to the show.
Right.
It's all the people that the show is made for.
Right.
You know, they can sit around and they can pleasure themselves with this.
Yes.
And say, hey, you guys are number one in demo. You know, and somebody even came up to us and says, hey, aren't you guys still making money off this rating? And, you know, it's just, yes. So we make money off the bonus. We get bonused off these numbers. But it's embarrassing.
It is.
To have a show that's in 15th place.
No, when people, you know, the bottom line here, and when they tell us, and they come to us and they say this, when we've gone down,
we're
you and I don't feel good. We're in 15th place, overall. The fact that we are still number one in the demographic that we are, we're always told we are paid to get. Yeah, we've always gotten that demographic. Oh. But the fact is, we also have been very successful across the board, and that's what we want again. We want it all.
And pointing no fingers. You're not going to hear me yell about, you know, the other lamos that surround us.
No. I mean, I think you said a long time ago, listen harder.
Right. And this is a problem in Washington, D.C. This is a problem on what they call free FM. And I don't know if you people in D.C. know this or not. We count on you to make everything else go on this show. I mean, we really don't look at the ratings in Sacramento. We don't look at the ratings in Baltimore.
No, we look at the ratings in Washington, D.C.
We don't look at the ratings in Wichita.
Are we happy when we get good ratings
Rochester?
In those cities? Yeah, we're very happy.
Of course. But we always think, hey, if we do okay in D.C., we're doing okay. Well, this happened, and it might be a statistical error. It could be the changes in the radio station. It could be listening habits. I don't know. We're in 15th place. And until this gets fixed, this will be the show known as, because we used to run the thing that said,
number one Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike show.
Right?
It's in the production right now. You're going to be hearing it for 3 months.
Number 15 Arbitron rated.
Sure.
The Don
just like
Mike
we
show.
Did, just like back in 1997.
Honestly.
When they counted us out in 1997. We're back where we were back then. It's as Don said, it's a bad book. But what we like to do, well, I know what you're doing. This is a motivational tool for all of us. Because really, we get more motivated when something like this happens than if we're number one 3 times in a row.
So
it's much more motivating to have this this mountain to climb again, and we're going to climb it.
All the haters out there, enjoy the moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, for the moment. You know what this is like? Gosh, the New England Patriots didn't make the playoffs.
Yep.
That's what it's like. We had a bad season. I'll take responsibility for it, but I'll echo what I said on April 3rd, before the ratings came out, before anything happened, when my mind became clear. We're going to get back to number one in calendar year 2006.
Yep. And that's why, as I told you today, we're making the buttons again. Are making the buttons
now.
This time they say 15, number 15.
I've got here a classic item available, I believe. It used to be on eBay.
You're not going to really have to change the design much. I'll put the new logo on it.
It says Don and Mike, rated number 14.
Right.
106.7 WJFK. And on the bottom it says, renewing my vows. We ordered 25,000 pins today.
Right.
The company thinks we're out of our mind.
Just like they did the last time we did that.
They think we're out of our mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, anybody can
first
get
off,
buttons and say you're number one.
Right. First off, they said, this was a good ratings book. Why are you going to go on the air and talk about this? So, hold on a second. What part are you reading? I look at the overall that says we're number 15.
In demo, you're killing men.
Hold on a second. Unacceptable.
John just changed the number 14 to number 15.
Okay, you know, we're going to have it professionally done. You're not going to be able to just take a sharpie.
Well, you know, that'd be a tremendous cost saving if they just put
modified.
The 15.
You know what he's just done? He has just ruined something that we could sell on eBay.
I know.
The number 14 pin will eventually become more valuable than the number 15
pin. I think so. It's a collector's item. And then you'll send the set.
And
we won't make them when we're number one again. We're not going to do that.
No. But again, for the haters, let's make a date that for the next 3 months until the spring ratings come out, the most important ratings of the year, have a good time. My God, take your pants off. Laugh about what you perceive our misfortune to be.
Yes, so you'll be able to have fun till I would estimate about midsummer.
Yeah. Well, Mike, the actual day is July 21st.
Is that when we get the spring ratings?
So on July 21st, we'll set the record straight. Until then, hey, haters, who are your bitches? You're right. The world is crumbling around us. Our audience is eroding. We're too old to do the job. We should just retire.
Kick us while we're
there. Let's face it. The radio world has passed us by. We're torn with envy about Opie and Anthony. We desperately want to go to satellite radio, but we feel chained to CBS. How can we go in every day and do the show? Certainly, we'll hide from the fact that the ratings suck. We'll hide from that. No, we're not.
No.
We're right here.
No.
You want to bring it on? This is the 15th most popular afternoon show in Washington, D.C.
And it makes it more fun when we get to the top of the mountain again.
Yeah.
We suck.
That is too good. But I'm telling you, the turning date, write it down. Write it down, you window lookers. The turning date was April 3rd. That's when you can start really keeping score on this show again.
Mm-hmm.
April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. By then, we'll be number one again. And you don't know what me and Mike know. I mean, I can't go into great detail about how the ratings work, except to say that it's a three-month...
Yeah, we get in trouble if that happens.
I can tell you it's a three-month rolling average.
Uh-huh.
It's like January, February, March, then it's April, May, and June. And you drop a month and you add a month.
Right.
We have had, in January and February, the two lowest rated months in the history of us doing this show.
Well, we had them when we first got here.
That's right.
We were in the... When we were hired to go on in the afternoon here, I believe, wasn't it something 0 points something?
Since we started getting ratings.
Right.
Those were the worst 2 months. The month of March was up a full point. I guarantee you window lookers out there, you pedophile, you radiophiles, excuse me. No. I get your files committed. April will be huge.
Mm-hmm.
May will be even more huge. And in June, we explode. June is when we get the big O. That's it. It's the money shot in June,
mm-hmm.
and that's when we come on the air, and we pull down our pants,
right.
and we say, kiss our big white asses. but until then...
Does this mean we don't get to have the number 15 party?
Oh, yes. Of course we're going to have a number 15.
We should.
We have to have a party for
Listen,
it.
Listen, here's the thing. You got to know something. Listeners on WJFK, you're sinking with us. We're in this together. We'll throw you the life raft you need.
Yeah, I mean, there are some boats available on the deck.
Ratings are important.
The problem we have right now is that all you men, 25 to 54, you're taking all the boats.
Keeping them to yourself.
You're pushing women and children out of the boat. We need you to let the women and children get back in the boat.
Bring them along.
Make room for more.
Please.
Because on one hand, it is rather incredible if you said...
Don't worry about the old.
You looked on paper. Yeah, they're no good.
I'm sorry they're not relevant to the boats.
They're no good to anybody.
Isn't that horrible?
On one hand...
Yeah, really, that's the way
say,
they look at it.
Because we're next.
You look at the spring ratings, you go...
I know.
God damn, they went 4-5 to 3-1, 15th place. Who's listening?
Okay.
You know, and then you go, well, wait, hold on a second.
You say spring ratings or winter ratings?
Winter ratings, I'm sorry. Winter. Mm-hmm. Winter.
Yeah. Don't make that mistake.
15th place. But then you go, well, how could they be number one in... Men 25-54, number one, men 18-49.
How?
Well, because that's the core audience that we have, the core audience that never leaves us.
But it wasn't
Thank
enough.
You. Everybody else, though, has jumped overboard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's work on this, folks.
Okay.
We'll do our part. We'll try to be better.
We are going to make this show the same kind of show, ladies and gentlemen, that you were afraid to tell your friends you listened to.
And I promise you this. Jennifer and Jennifer will perform in this studio before Memorial Day.
I think that's a good thing.
It's got to happen. The greatest act that we've heard since we did the old show.
Mm-hmm.
Ping pong ball to ping pong ball. ping pong ball to hole to ping pong ball to, from daisy to daisy.
Yes.
And these two chicks, incredible.
And you know, one of the things that we always prided ourselves on were the Jennifer to Jennifer type programs.
Sure.
We were never one to bring in the pros, really, occasionally, except for birthdays. And on birthdays, we bring in pros. But we always enjoyed amateur talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to speak, this is Mike speaking, and if Don, if you want to contradict me, you can, but I'd like to say from the bottom of my heart that women of Washington, we know that you have wonderful talent. So I'm talking to all you amateurs out there. And really, consider this a venue for you to display your talents. Oh. And you're going to have that opportunity, I think, in the near future.
Yeah, well, desperate times call for desperate measures.
I'm talking about oddities, tattoos, piercings, everything.
Let's face it, when you do a radio show, and you're barely beating the AM all-sports radio station, you got to look at yourself in the mirror and you got to say, you know what? It's the listener's fault.
Clearly.
We're doing great.
Sure.
It's the listener's fault.
Of course it is. But with that said, we have to let some more of them in the boat.
That's a joke, of course.
Sure.
So this is a bad ratings book. This sucks. And we're going to hang on to this. And if anybody asks you the name of it, and it's going to be a new contest we're going to do as well. We're going to bring this back. We call you. We ask the name of your favorite radio show. Say, number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show, to win a prize. I mean, we got to do it where we get a guy in a room and record people and then get their permission to come on the air. But it's like the old, you know, hey, what's your if we call and ask them, maybe your favorite radio station.
We asked you who was rated number 15, and you answered,
you. You got to come through with that.
You got what I need.
So come on.
Come on.
Do your part. We're going to do our part. And the Las Vegas-style shows, which I think, let's face it, big part, got to bring them back. We have gotten responses from Baltimore, Maryland, the District of Columbia, and Las Vegas, the real Las Vegas.
These are venues, not contests.
Yes, yes, which might be a pain in the ass, logistics-wise, to get the whole show out to Las Vegas. And then when I was talking to somebody today, another idea that was bandied about was, if you remember the one time we did the Vegas show from the guy's house in Philly.
Yes.
Now,
we did last, I bumped into someone who we did a Las Vegas style show for down here in Washington.
Yeah, we did it.
In the suburbs.
We did it at more than one person's house, but the one that stands out in my mind the most was when we were in Philly, when they liked us there, before Sabian poisoned them against them.
Right.
We went to a classic Philadelphia row house.
With no air conditioning.
Yeah. And about...
in the middle of the summer.
And about 300 people that ended up being 400 people. And we had girls performing.
Yep.
Men laughing.
Yep.
Drinking. Smoking.
It was really the kind of Las Vegas style show that I like, where it's part show, part just massive party.
House party.
Because what it was really was for the guy that won that one and the other one and the one we did before that was we said, you get a place where we will be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember, I think one time we did it, didn't we do it with a guy who worked for the FBI? And somehow we had, like, a secret FBI, like, not training area, but...
No, it was a private home. It was a private home, but it wasn't a house. We did it in some secret barn.
Yes. Yeah, anyway, and it was great. If you can come up with a venue like that where you can invite 100 of your friends over...
Well, you know, right now you're going to get a lot of takers for that. 15 rated or not, you got a lot of people right now that are going to say, me!
Well, you got to email it to us at DonnaMikeWebsite.com because if we got to make the Vegas show happen individually once a month at somebody's house, we'll do it. We'll do it. And I guarantee once that stuff starts getting out there, it's going to get in this room too.
Right.
It's coming back. We are coming back. Because right now, we suck ass. Are you kidding? 15th rated?
Yeah, that's not good.
For God's sake. They profiled me last night on television. That was an embarrassment. 15th rated. Oh my gosh. And then listen to this. And I purposely have not talked about the station, which is at an all-time low, as predicted by us.
You know, I mean, it was requested you didn't do that. Yeah.
But I do have to read just from Greg Gillespie, who's just a king idiot. the program director. Now, this in my mind is, I'm being honest about this. Mm-hmm. This is not a good day. It's not good to come in and find out that, you know, 20% of your audience is going from one ratings book to the next.
That's mm-hmm. not
okay. Sure, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
This is a bad book for the radio station. I mean, overall, the station is...
Oh, my God.
I mean, we are the kings of the crappiest rated radio station in Washington, D.C.
So there's that.
Yeah, we can hang that on.
So this is
we
not,
can hang our head on that.
Right.
This is not really a good day for radio station WJFK, for anybody, us, anybody. Nobody did good. Here's the memo, the email from Gillespie. I won't read all of it, just the beginning part.
Right.
It goes to us and to the junkies and some other people.
Mm-hmm.
Subject. Congrats! All in capital letters.
Uh-huh.
Now keep in mind, I'm at home looking at the computer readouts going, God damn, 3.1.
I'll be damned.
3.1. You know, they're saying, like, but in demographic, that's for losers. That's what losers say. Losers say, yeah, okay, well, the ratings are down, but we're number one in all demographics. You know. It's like some guy who's on a team coming out and saying, well, you know, the team really sucked and our record is
we're 0-10, but my on-base percentage is really good.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's something losers say.
Right.
And there you go. Internet guys, there you go. They said they're losers. They finally know it. They're losers. Anyway, here's what he writes. Congrats, in caps.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, you'll recall earlier this week, I said this ratings book would be foundation to even greater success as the year goes on. And it is a very solid foundation. Did you, you know, again,
okay.
Sidebar here. Did you read? Did you look at the numbers?
Mm.
Don and Mike.
Interesting foundation. Wonder what it's made of.
Don and Mike nailed down number one in a number of demos. Their consistency over the years, particularly going into this year, is unparalleled by shows in this market and across the country. Why don't you just write we had a bad book? Junkies, morning guys. The junkies will most likely have the smallest decline from Stern in any market. Now, come on. I mean, I am not busted on the junkies here.
No, of course not.
I'm on their side. Be a realist, dude. I mean, I would be insulted if you said, "Hey, congratulations, you did the best. You did the best and not screwing up like everybody else."
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be funny. You got to spin it a different way.
Their numbers are down.
And the way to spin it is
say,
"Hey, time to get our act together."
That's numbers are down. About. Everybody, okay. So then it says middays. Mm-hmm. Well, that's three shows and one Arbitron defined day part. And then there's no mention of the night show at all.
Hmm.
And it says...
Well, that's similar to the ratings.
But the great news is the amount of listeners that Don and Mike draw to the station and the junkies listeners that potentially stick around after their show creates an opportunity. Overall, this is exciting and a solid foundation. You can feel the momentum building. You're the best.
As the water goes into the bow... As the watertight compartments begin to flood, it's building momentum.
It's a pleasure being part of your team, Greg. Now listen, Greggy. If I was you, and thank God I'm not, but if I was him, I'd be running around this building. He just got here a couple of months ago.
Yeah, he's brand new.
I'd be running around saying, I had nothing to do with it.
Because he is new enough where he can say that.
Oh, yeah. I would be
and that's
around.
The great tradition of program directors who know exactly when they start and when the ratings when the ratings are attributable to them.
You know, right. And how about let's stop this phony rah-rah.
No.
You know, congrats on what? Congrats on what? I'm not devastated. I'm pissed. I'm embarrassed. I'm talking about it. That's another thing. Don't talk about it on the air. Why not? Hey, hello? McFly. We got to get better ratings. And I think people got to be aware that we need the better ratings.
First, you have to admit you have a problem.
And that's why.
That's good. I like that, Buzz.
There are 25,000 buttons, like campaign buttons. That have been ordered at a cost of $0.07 per button.
Yes.
That's the wholesale price we got. They say, Don and Mike, Arbitron rated number 15, renewing our vows.
You know what, really? You know what's great about it, though? When you have this, and we know, and the reason it's fun to talk about it is because I know exactly what's going to happen. And it's more fun when you come back from 15 to be back to number one.
You know how it's going to end.
You know, would it be great if you were number one all the time? Yeah. I wish it was the case. But this is fun, too. And we know we're coming back. We wouldn't be talking like this if we weren't confident in the ability to come back.
Oh, please. Right. I mean, we'd play it like them.
I mean, and it's not just, you mentioned December. You know, we're going to let you know how it's going up until then. We're going to let you know
every
the,
month.
The trip back, because that's going to be fun, too.
Sure.
And I can't give you any details at all, because we're not allowed to do that. But I will tell you, you know, based on my knowledge, the trip back has already begun.
Well, no, I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
March was way up as opposed to January and February. So bring it on. Bring it on. Haters, enjoy your moment in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your moment in the sun. Mike, pardon the analogy. The New York Yankees are not going to the World Series this time.
I can accept that.
But we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I hate Dallas Cowboys, though.
Yeah. I mean...
Well, you see, you're catching me on the day that the Red Sox lost 15-1. So, you're fine. I agree with that Yankees analogy right there. Mm-hmm.
The Yankees.
Josh Beckett, their brand new acquisition. Worst outing in his history.
So, we didn't make it.
Numbers. It's all about numbers.
It is.
Numbers all the time.
Damn,
it's
numbers.
Rob's favorite Friday night TV show.
Exactly.
It's numbers.
Okay.
Has Denzel Washington ever made a bad movie?
You bet he has.
Okay, bad example. He never
right.
has. has Pauly Shore ever made a bad movie? Oh,
never.
Another bad example.
Nothing. Never.
Oh, Christ. The guy, Brendan Fraser. Has he ever made a bad movie?
Not to my knowledge.
No. Well, I'm doing awful on this analogy thing.
Yeah, I'd say off and on.
I'm really sucking. Let's see what's happening on the phones. Hello, Don and Mike.
Who's Ace Bigelow? What's that guy's name?
Rob Schneider and
Rob
Mike
Schneider, has he ever made a bad movie?
He's golden.
You can do it!
He's solid gold.
Critics
hello.
Love him.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I was thinking about that movie. Or is it kind of like, you know, that same thing with the bum? You know, the ratings came in.
Hey, bum!
Yeah. No, it's not an overnight thing, but yes, you're very right. Oh, my God! We lost all of our audience in 3 days.
This is a tough day to come in and have the blues.
Change your shirt.
Change your shirt. Thank you,
on, Aaron. Thank you for your call.
Gotta listen more. We'll try. We're trying.
Yeah. Oh, say, can you see?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, right. Hi.
Man, Arbitron Radio number 15. You guys rock. I'm pumped.
Good. I hope you get a button.
This year, we're gonna do it. Come on, ladies in D.C., get on the radio. I'm pumped, guys. You pumped me up.
Right now, you're listening to a show, ladies and gentlemen. The haters are right.
Thanks.
This show sucks.
Thank you, sir.
We're too old to do it.
Yep.
The audience has passed us by.
We got walkers in the
studio. We're dinosaurs. God knows, Opie and Anthony are right in the next room.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting.
I'm pumped, guys.
Waiting to come on the air. Howard is waiting.
Big time.
Howard is waiting to come back from Sirius. Everybody is waiting to come back. Mel's waiting to come back. Just so they can kick us out the door.
Elliot and Woodside called.
Because we suck so bad.
They're coming back.
How bad it is.
Doug Track just called.
No.
He said, yeah, he said you live an opening.
Gotta work harder.
Paul Harris is out in the parking lot.
You guys rock,
goodbye.
Man. We're gonna
thank
go
you.
Win.
Bye,
we're gonna
thank
win.
Thank you.
Thanks
thank you.
For the enthusiasm.
Shut up. Thank you. Shut up.
Oh, you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 2 minutes on Sports Radio WTA.
These numbers can't be right. I lose half my audience in 3 days.
It takes 3 months.
3 days.
The suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns drive time. So here's the deal, Hank. Either you go back to your nasty old self, or you're going to midnights. What's it going to be?
1-555.
We're going back to the way it was.
I can't, Kevin. Not now.
Oh, you pussy.
Hank, midnights.
Midnights, huh?
Do your gardening.
Sorry, neither would they bleach your mom. What's the matter with him? God.
Sorry, too.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, bum.
Why is my head so big? Why is my head so oversized?
Where's the one where he says you can go back and do the show you want, including gardening tips?
That's when my producer comes down the hallway, speak with me.
See him.
Hank!
There you are. Ratings through the roof today.
Hey, you buried
today.
The hitman. I just got off the corporate. They want you back. Your old spot. But your way. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening.
Gardening.
Anything you want, Hank.
Let's do gardening.
I love you, man.
Aye! Look at my muy grande cabeza!
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Starting to smell like damn people in here now.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, I wanted to find out, how do we let people know that we actually do listen to you, and the ratings books and stuff?
My friend, I cannot explain that to you. All I can tell you is, you got to listen more. You got to listen harder.
Those are the rules.
You
have to play by them.
You'll know. I really wish you could tell
you. Imagine if we were, technically we are rated almost every day, but if we got ratings every day, if we received statistical information every day, do you know how schizophrenic we would be in this business?
A lot of people think it's like the Nielsen's. Like that we come out every day and they go, oh, and we go, oh, look, yesterday's show got like a 5 rating.
No, you got not nearly that sophisticated.
You got to wait a month and then even then, you're not really sure what's going on.
Right.
Except right now.
Now we know.
We suck. Hello, Don and Mike show.
15.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm upset that earlier you compared radiophiles to pedophiles.
Jesus.
Hey, look, just because my DJ name is Mo Lester doesn't make me a pedophile.
He had his comedy prepared.
The bit. Thank you. Now, this could be.
The AH had his comedy prepared, as has.
I believe that's part of what we maybe need to get rid of.
You're on with the bum.
Hey, can you believe Dion Bailey did it again? My man hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game.
Actually, Bob, I'm feeling kind of blue.
Well, then change your shirt.
There's a comeback. Let me talk about your booze.
Well, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
It's my fault. I'm so sorry, man. I just cut the radio off one day.
I know.
Before you went off.
I know.
And I'm so sorry.
Let me ask you people. Do I have to bring back the 4-Hour Club? Do we have to bring back a tired cliche where we send out membership cards so you'll listen to all 4 hours?
I'm so sorry, Donna Mike. I'll never do it again. I'm just going to keep you on until you go off the air.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And he's, you know, he's even calling us and not listening.
Stop crying. Just get your button. Oh, and we'll have details on our website about how you can get your button.
Good.
I'm sure it's got to be some deal where, like, you know, you're going to have to send us a stamp or something.
you have to do something.
Hello. Don and Mike. I mean, it is CBS.
Self-addressed stamped envelope.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hi. I think the show has been kicking major butt, and I never noticed any kind of a downturn. I listen to Richmond, Virginia on the internet, and I even got an FM broadcaster so I can have it on every radio in the house.
When I said a downturn, my friend, it's me. It's in my head.
You know what? I'm sorry, Don. But, guys, I'm going to miss you so much when if you guys retire in 2008. But you know how the hell with them. Them people are stupid if they're not listening. This show's better than ever, guys.
No, it's not. Well, listen, we know how to read a ratings book, my friend. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something.
Bye!
I'm not really sure who's... we have to be getting our asses handed to us by Sean Hannity. Ouch! Okay? Yeah.
Well, how many times have I told you again and again and again? Right-wing talk. When are we going to embrace it?
Oh, he keeps violating.
When are we going to embrace
it? Who knew he'd turn out to be right?
I'd like to shake my fist at Chili Amar.
I said to Don about a month ago, I said, isn't there one day we could come in here and just talk bad about Hillary? Seriously, just do 4 hours. When nobody do it better than we would. We'd be better than all those other guys doing it. You know, they talk about policy. We talk about her cankles.
Okay. Exactly. End of pep talk. That's it. It's out there.
Right.
Those are our ratings. They'll be on the website. Deal with it. Deal with it, window lickers.
And get a button as soon as you can.
Yes.
Because they will go fast.
Yes. Right there. We've ordered them today, mm-hmm. which means they'll be here by?
Thursday.
By Thursday. So
We'll
have something on the website. And just remember, like Christ, we will rise again. Just like him. Because right now, the Arbitron ratings, here's the deal.
Yeah.
They got one nail right here in this hand,
mm-hmm.
one nail right in this hand.
Mm.
But you know what?
None.
Our feet are free.
You bet.
We're kicking. Mm-hmm. God.
It's not going to be your standard run-of-the-mill resurrection. We're gonna do it differently. If you follow the Bible, you know, they took him down, put him in a tomb, and then kaboom.
Yeah.
And you're going to do it where he's going to jump off.
Yeah, I mean,
because his feet are free. It's going to be an acrobatic thing.
No one's like going to throw stones on
us. It's
going to
be like one of those dives. It's going to be like Greg Louganis.
Yes, yes.
You're going to sit there and it's going to go pop, like, pop, and then the the nip and tuck.
Like off a cliff, like a cliff diver.
Yes, very exciting.
You're going to be thinking.
No belly flops here.
You're going to be thinking it's a David Copperfield show. Really, David Copperfielia.
Fireworks.
That's what you're going to think.
It'll be great.
Okay. So I tell all the listeners, put away your blues.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, excuse me. Arbitron rated number 15, Don and Mike show. Proud of it. Hey, Rob, can you get me a list of the stations we're beating?
Yeah, sure.
Would you go get it for me right now? Because, you know, I'm still pompous enough, I'd like to at least say the three or four.
Yeah, you want to know who we're beating.
Lord it over them, sure.
Yeah, and say, hey, we're kicking your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question. Do you think we're beating El Zol?
Yeah, that's a great question.
El Zol is
in the afternoon. That is a great
Spanish
question.
Station.
Do we want
12
to
plus? Probably not.
Hello, hi there. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi. I just wanted to tell you, I'm a 35-year-old woman, and I've been listening to you for at least 20 years.
Well, honey,
so they don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, you sure haven't told the ratings.
You just got to go and tell all of your contemporaries. Tell your contemporaries to join the 15th party.
I sure will. I appreciate
Bye. And Mike, I know this is on the fly, but I think if we really do want to have a rated number 15 party and we want to do it pretty quick.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You got it. Your joint would be the perfect spot.
You name it. You name it.
Well,
and I will get together with Jeff and we'll figure out something really nice.
How about tonight?
Because I don't want tonight.
How about tonight?
I can't do it tonight.
I was kidding. I can't do it tonight either.
Yeah, you're leaving town too. Someone's coming into town.
Who's coming into town? Your mom?
No.
If it's not your mom coming into town, is it your sister?
Yes, it is.
No.
Yeah.
Baby, is she around now?
She's at a conference, and she's
maybe
meeting me later for dinner.
Maybe she's near a radio right now.
She might be listening. There's a chance she might be listening right now. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, a long time ago when Don met my sister
Kathy, there was an unspoken chemistry.
Because you know
what she is for me, besides being hot, the forbidden fruit.
That's right.
Mike's sister.
Pardon, sister.
Mike's sister. How sweet.
How long
nectar.
Has this romance been going on? Years.
Well, the whole time we've been working together.
The whole time we've been together, 20 years.
Since I first met your sister.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hi.
She's in town. I know that she's in town tomorrow night as well. I believe it's tomorrow night as well.
Kathy, I don't know if you saw the news last night. except for my very shiny forehead and the very, very, my God, could they spotlight my bald spot anymore? Except for that, you might want to notice, I'm pretty handsome and got a lot happening. You know what I mean? Down there.
Okay.
Down there. And I've got Mike's blessing.
You do.
Your sister, Kathy.
You do.
Oh,
yes.
Good. That's good. She's
yes, you have my blessing to have an extramarital affair with my sister.
Okay, here we go, Mike.
Still happily married. What night? You tell me what night, seriously, you want to do it. And mi casa es su casa.
How about...
can you do it next week?
Good golly, I'm thinking... let me see. Sadly, this is how my life goes.
Okay.
Monday night is 24.
That's right.
Right.
Tuesday night is the hour-long American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night's the half-hour American Idol. I could probably live with that at your joint. Oh. Thursday night, CSI night. Friday night, well, that's party.
How about Wednesday night at 7. I'll call Jeff during the break, and we'll set it up, and I will provide the eats.
Wednesday night, we'll have a big
can't give away booze because of the law, but I will provide the food, the chow.
Which might sell some.
Yes, I hope so. There's a side benefit, too. You want a super VIP room, or do you want the whole joint?
Hey, Mike, for our listeners, really, if it's a we are number 15 party,
you know the room, you know the rooms, right? We got the one room, we got the other room, and we got the whole place.
We just open it up to everybody. I mean, have your regular crowd and have our people come too.
Done and done. We'll have the buttons by then, right?
Yep.
Good.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Oh gosh, what's number one? WHUR. That is colored. That's urban, is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
7.8.
Now, are you mentioning the stations that are ahead of us?
No. I just want to see. I wanted to get a gauge. We have a 3.1 in 15th.
3.1 overall.
Yeah, and they have a 7.
I would assume that. Now, listen. I know we're trying to make the best worst of this, but I want to make sure a 3.1. I would assume there's quite a bit of traffic in that.
That's what I mean.
We're within striking distance.
Bear with me. I was going to say. So they've got a 7.2.
Okay, that's a big rating.
Then you've got PGC,
mm-hmm.
our sister station, who took it up the A as well.
Yeah.
They're down to a 5.
That's the second rated?
Yeah. And then KYS, another black station, mm-hmm. 4.8. NMJ, another black station, 4.7. Then the news station has a 4.4.
Mm-hmm.
Then it starts to get all jumbled up.
Yeah.
God, I would think so. We're 15. I mean, they must
then
be just
like,
packed.
Then it's Sean Hannity has a 3.5.
The ratings are impacted.
10th place, the goddamn classical station has a 3.5 for 10th place.
Oh, that is making me mad.
The jazz station has a 3.4 for 12th. DC 101 has a 3.2 for 14th.
Okay.
So let's see.
And then we are at 3.1 with the 15.
But here now are the stations that we are beating.
Good. Get ready for this hit parade.
Hold on a second. We are beating 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 stations.
17.
We are beating WTEM, the AM sports station.
Knew we could.
Don?
Yeah!
Don? I think we've always beaten them.
But, Mike, it's by 0.3.
Jesus! Come on, people!
Come on. And Mike?
Yeah.
Elzol?
We're beating Elzol?
No habla comedy!
Oh, okay, good for that.
2.6.
Mm-hmm.
WARW, classic rock.
Yeah.
2.2.
They never let us down.
Washington Post Radio, that FM station,
mm-hmm.
2.0.
Uh-huh.
Then you have the gospel station. Then you have the other gospel station.
Right.
Then you have another gospel station.
We're beating the Lord.
Then you have... What is... Oh, is WTNT still on? They have a 0.4.
Okay.
Anyway.
So there are a lot of stations ahead of us, too.
Oh, yeah. Look,
is Lou still on in the afternoon?
I think
Double O beating us. I always like to point out if Double O's beating.
I think he's on in the morning now.
Oh, he's on in the morning
on Wash.
Okay,
that's a soft rock station.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly where we stand. I would say, and next in if we look ahead to the month of April, which would be the next rated month that we get back.
Who are we going?
We'll let people know what the trend is.
Want to say this?
Who are we taking down?
I really got my eyes on the jazz station, 3.4.
We're coming to get you, Quentin Marsalis.
We're starting a radio war today.
Come on, brother. We're WJZW. Smooth jazz sucks. We're coming to get you, brother.
Yeah.
And this is like a good place for a Slim Jim.
So, listen, like I said, you know, not to worry, but we'd rather be honest with you. Have some fun with it. We're in 15th place. 15th goddamn place.
Mm-hmm.
You mark my words.
Right.
June 21st, oh, my God. You get to say it's worst to first, and if not worst to first, worst pretty close to first.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Oh, you know, I had
gonna
no idea.
It's going to happen, 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 because now our listeners know again, we really need your help. We really need your help. You've got to tell the people that you listen. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We're going to do the crap again that made you like the show so much, like big, smelly farts and lots of girls' tarts.
Well done.
I had no idea it was bunched up like that.
We're going to have cream of wheat. Spread it on girls' teeth. And, of course, I'll continue to talk about life as a swinging widower.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Mike will continue to talk about his life as a fabulous swinging divorcee.
The gay caballero.
Rob will continue to talk about his life. And
right. And
how Carrie continues to barely live.
That's right, holding on by a string.
Sadly, the only part of the show that I think we're going to have to lose is the news.
Thank you, Buzz. It's been a wonderful association.
Great,
you gave me a shot.
Thank you very much.
I never thank you enough.
We did a lot of,
enjoyed it.
We did a lot of thinking.
I'm just happy for the opportunity.
You know, being realistic, what's really dragging the show down?
Sure.
Well,
sure.
It starts with B and ends with Z.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, goodbye.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm picturing like a fabulous pie-eating contest with a different kind of plate for the pie.
You're a dirty man.
I am.
Okay.
It's been a long time. It's been too long.
Now, will you allow that to happen at your joint, or is that...
No,
that,
God, no.
Jesus
Christ, I'm talking about in the just studio.
Just so we're sure. Well, I think we got to start outside the studio and then work it in.
No, let me make it clear. Listener party, giveaway buttons, stuff like that. Las Vegas-style show, far away.
From your joint.
Omera's bullseye. Big, fat bullseye.
Okay, I got you.
Real dangerous.
So how long?
You retire 2008. I still make mortgage payments.
So how long is your sister going to be in town?
I think she's here this weekend. She's here Friday night and Saturday night. We are going out with her and the kids tonight. I'm meeting her for dinner.
Is he here?
He is not here, I believe. She is solo flying. And,
well.
I think it's overdue. And I know that you've been holding this passion. And you know what? Because of everything in the year that you have had, you know what I'm going to do? I'll give you the hotel room number when I'm leaving dinner this evening.
I'll call her and go, hi, Kathy, it's Don. Listen, Mike, give me the number.
We're going to wrap up seriously about 8:30, 9 o'clock, so she'll have the entire evening.
Are you? First, I'll say, are the kids sleeping in the other room? Good.
My kids won't be there. We're
talking about her kids. Her kids are grown up like my kids.
I'm going to her kid's wedding in August.
Okay, all right. Well, then she's... Oh, my God. Then she's so alone.
And the other one's at college.
Kathy, do you have a mini...
That was the same year as yours.
Do you have a mini bar in the room? Do you really?
Mm-hmm. I hope to God she's listening. She's not. She's in the middle of some conference or something.
It would be terribly randy.
Terribly randy. Phone rings. Hello. I just happen to be in the lobby downstairs.
Wouldn't that be your worst nightmare? It's your kid's wedding day, and you show up,
mm-hmm.
You're wearing your tux or whatever
right.
You're going to wear.
Right.
Like, come on, sis, get up! And I open the door, I go, hey! With nude, just a towel on. Hey, Mike, what's happening?
How did you get here?
Welcome to the party. No, Kathy, my sweet. For this weekend, I will be elsewhere. But as always, P.S. is available.
P.S.?
Phone sex.
Ah. You can do that tonight, you know, or tomorrow night.
Sure can.
Yeah, both.
I do it with wrong numbers. Hello? Is Jenny there? No.
Oh. What's your name? Perhaps taking breakfast with her tomorrow.
Take breakfast?
Why am I thinking that movie As Good As It Gets? And you're Greg Kinnear and she's Helen Hunt.
That's right, except I'm not a faggot who just got the crap beaten out of me, but it would. That's, you'd be Nicholson.
With the silver little things on the...
You'd walk into the room,
right.
And I'd be sitting there like Greg Kinnear, eating like I have not eaten in a month.
Did you two have sex?
And then Kathy would say to you, what he gave me was better than sex. And I'd sit there like old Greg Kinnear, all proud, and do that great thing, like, oh, this is such good bacon.
And then I'd slam the door. I'm out of here. Boom. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it.
Okay. Have we gone on enough here?
I will have word after the commercial break exactly what the details are. I will make sure I do that during this commercial break.
Oh, for the party, I think.
Next Wednesday.
I'm talking about for your sister.
Oh, that really? Too. That's for you personally, though.
Yeah. Your sister.
We don't want to spill everything on the air.
No, we don't.
So to speak.
Everything else I want to say, we could say after the break.
So why not?
Let's do this. That was very... What did Tom... Tom say yesterday? Didn't we ask Tom?
Yeah.
We went to break. We said that's very, and he said
tard.
Tard.
Tard. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Also, I think a good sign. I didn't play that dumb.
I like driving home with Don and Mike. That's gone.
RC.
I think that'll help.
Ratings cancer.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Now, this, on the other hand, is not.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is worse from yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball thing.
Slang bada bada.
Before we do the laughing place, something from the Joe collection.
Ah, good.
I always worry when Joe brings something in.
Oh.
He's got like a 50-50 rate on this thing. Hi, Joe.
Nope.
Oh, hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, Yanni. Put your retarded brother on the phone, please.
I would like to. Oh, there he is. Hold on.
He's mentally retarded.
Hello.
Hello.
Good day.
Good day, Joe. What is the tape you supplied today? As I look at the disc, it says the new Latino United States anthem. Now, I know that there is a controversy going on about singing the Star Spangled Banner in Spanish.
Not only that, but they are all taking off May 1st. Because
they are.
That nothing will get done without our fine illegal aliens.
There was a song that was compared to the Latin version of We Are the World, where various Latin artists sang the national anthem in Spanish, and it was released this morning.
And so, this is actually their march anthem. They're going to be singing this on the 1st.
Okay, so this comes from the Ardinger Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. Is this a song you wrote?
No, no.
Okay.
Beaners. Beaners.
Joe.
Yeah, Beaners.
Joe.
Beaners.
Joe.
Send the one with a bullet, baby. Beaners.
Send your letters to Joe Ardinger.
Send all the hate mail, please, to Joe.
Directly
to Joseph Ardinger.
And Beaners.
You are really retarded.
That's not really the song they're going to do.
No. That was Joe's.
Get it?
No, Joe, you didn't.
Get it? No.
You didn't write that.
No, that's Tommy Chong.
Is that really Cheech and Chong?
Yeah.
From what album?
It's from the movie where I got Mexican Americans. After they sing Mexican Americans, he says, "Hey, that's pretty good." And I just thought of a song while.
Did anybody hear that sound?
It was the sound of Rob just breaking that CD.
Why? You're gonna want that when the news comes.
Okay. When the news comes.
Bye, Joe.
We're doing.
You're gonna want it on Monday on May 1st.
Take me out to the ball game.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe. It's like clockwork the way your pain comes.
It didn't sound like Tommy Chong to me. I don't doubt Joe that he pulled the drop from the Cheech and Chong movie. Buzz, you're good friends with Tom Chong.
Not yet.
Did you think that sounded like him?
No, I didn't.
I thought it sounded like Joe.
So did I. That's why. As soon as I heard the less than 100%
audio quality,
I thought it was a Joe production.
I think
Joe. Okay.
It's Friday. He's difficult to understand.
That's why I case. Listen, remember when I told you about the show?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm just doing it blind right now.
Right?
I love it. Didn't pre-listen to it.
Sure.
It's Joe.
It's Joe.
That's pure Joe.
Totally Joe. The new sitcom on the WB.
Totally Joe.
Totally Joe.
Totally Joe.
All about Joe.
Well, let's start laughing, shall we?
For my love.
So let me get that song again, that Tommy Chong composition.
Uh-huh.
He just sang Beaners.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Right.
Don't forget, Joe said we're going to do it during the news. However, Joe doesn't know, we've canceled the news. That's the problem. Here you go, Mike.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5 in the Rockies and noon and 4 on the West Coast.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Tried to get the beep beep and that's not a beep beep, that's just a regular. We start today with the emotions. I'm the best of my love.
Hello.
Let's open the door. So he's already here.
Ta-da!
ceremonial.
He's mentally retarded.
That's true.
How's your
ratings?
How's your congrats? And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Guilfoyle and all the ships at sea. They worship at the feet of the Pope of Pot. His name is Pay Gadsden. He's really great, Tracy. He's not drunk.
Beaners, you want it during the news. This is Ardinger here.
This is Ardinger.
All right, Tards, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show, obviously. And it's a new episode on this Friday.
Friday!
04-28-6.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Oh, that's a joke. Buzz is not retarded. You can call us from anywhere in America. Ow! Here's your phone number, 877-365-3636. We got another number, too. 800-636-1067. First thing in Washington, D.C., where we are currently rated 15th in the just-released Arbitrons. 15th.
Yeah, 1-5.
No wonder this line never rings. 202-432-1067. That's your number to get right through in D.C. Let me see the shows on iTunes. It's about 100 episodes up there. Go to iTunes.com. Go to Talk Radio. And we're also on the Internet at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and you will get our Internet stream.
Ooh, yummy.
I'm just going to kind of fade that out early, like I used to do when I was a disc jockey sometimes.
Right.
And just go, hey. And he'd call and go, what? You cut off half the record. And I go, oh, I didn't realize it.
Yeah. Thought it was over.
But
what you really wanted to say was, so?
Yeah.
Ass.
And the Internet stream today. I forgot to mention that to you before we take our caller here. The Internet stream.
I believe it.
Oh, it looks to be,
it appears like drawn butter.
Mike, actually what it is. Well, have you heard that Rosie O'Donnell is taking over from Meredith Vieira on The View?
Right. Delightful. So much for watching that show ever again. Ooh. Is that Rosie?
Yeah.
Is that? That's why there's all that foam?
Well, and look again. Hair.
Yep. Teeth.
Little pieces of undigested food. And look at that. Tiny little pictures of Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I'm going to take a closer look to the top.
And
thank you.
That's right. It's Rosie O'Donnell in our stream today.
I can't believe she's taking over for Meredith Vieira.
Don't be drinking that stream.
Ew.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hello.
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 Yeah, hey, that song is Tommy Chong, just in case you were wondering. I guess you got an answer to the phone, so you knew that already, so I must have missed the sarcasm, but...
Did you understand half of what he just said?
No, but I believe he.
I understand.
I
half.
Believe he speaks Ardingerese. I did hear him attempt to say that the song really is by Tommy Chong.
Yes. It's by Tommy Chong. Was the song that we heard was that Tommy Chong performing it?
Yes, it was. It was from the movie. I can't remember. I think it was the next movie.
Truly remarkable how much that sounds like Joe though singing that.
See, it is.
Bye.
See you later. That was from, of course, Mike, you remember, the next movie.
The next movie.
The next Cheech and Chong movie.
It's like Scary Movie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
You know what? That's got to be reset, please, fellas. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Sounds like you guys need Babdul to help you have get number one, Babdul.
Babdul.
I don't know. I hope you guys...
Bring him back
in. 97.
If you can do it for Viagra, you can do it for anybody, Babdul.
I don't think Babdul's the answer.
Bye!
What do you mean I'm not the answer? I can be an answer just because I'm not in the Senate anymore. That what you think, Don? I am the answer, for God's sake. If you're going to challenge my man,
okay.
I'm going to grip this pen and I'm going to poke your eye out.
You can be a part of the show, Babdul, if you can do what I am doing right now.
What are you doing right now?
Hold up your hands and open your palms wide.
That's a cruel actor's trick. You know, there's no way that I can open both hands wide. This one was blown up in WW2, and ever since that time, I've had this simple big pen in between my knuckles.
Now,
grip tighter, tighter than a nun's you-know-what.
I'll give you another way you can get on the show.
How do I get on the show, Babdul?
Clap for me.
Clap for you. I can do that. Here we go. Watch. Yes, sirree. That's a clap. It still counts. I'm pounding my fist into my open good hand. I tell you right now, you're as cruel as Lenny is about this bad, dead hand of mine.
Babdul.
Babdul.
Babdul. Oh, listen.
I am excited about this because I am retarded. I mentioned yesterday that I had been contacted by EA Sports Madden Nation about actually playing Madden 2006 or 2007, whenever it comes out, against a real NFL player.
Good.
And I now have a date, and I have the player's name. On July, is it July 9th, I think, is the day that the people from EA Sports contacted me. And I will be playing at Xbox Live Tory Big Game Holt of the St. Louis Rams.
That's a real, legitimate NFL star player right there.
You're damn right, and they are going to post the results on MaddenNation.com.
So what you have to do right now is start practicing.
Oh, every time I get a second, like I don't play it all the time already.
You can't embarrass yourself. You can't get blown out here.
I mean, this, and now I know this is, again, another one of my retarded things, like haircuttery or Batman or, you know, getting a hamburger for free.
Owning the Batmobile.
Which somebody asked Mike the other day.
At a sunglasses hut.
Yeah, some guy says to
you
Mike.
You still have it, right? Didn't ask at all. He said he owns the Batmobile. And I said, no, he doesn't. He owns the cowl. He owns the cowl.
Well, the guy think I drove a Batmobile into work every day?
He thought you owned a Batmobile, and I wanted to run with it. Really did. He owns a Batmobile. Yes, he does, sir.
But I've talked enough about Madden on the air and playing Xbox Live on the air that they had contacted me through the station and through promotional people through the station, and they'd heard, apparently word had gotten back that I had said I thought I played against Willis McGahee because some guy called and said that. Then I thought I played against Warren Sapp. And they said all this BS. And also, they got word that we had been talking about that show for the losers on the bus.
Yeah, the one that I, when I called you. Same thing, right? I didn't know they were on a bus. I saw them when they were playing in like the ESPN zone.
And incidentally, I'd be one of those losers on a bus in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
You put me on a bus with a bunch of guys and all you do is drive around and play Madden all day on a bus.
That's
okay, I'd do it. So anyway, they contacted me and said they're doing whatever the promotion is for the new game. Like they got to sell this friggin' game.
Right, they're just not selling.
All they really wanted me to mention, in case you didn't know, is that Madden 2007 for Xbox 360 will be better, the gameplay will be better, and it's Sean Alexander from the Seahawks who's on the box this year.
Are you going to be playing? Oh, don't players get jinxed sometimes when they make it on the box?
Yeah, I guess they've announced that, but when they sent me this email saying, you know, congratulations, you know, we'd love you to play against Tory Big Game Holt, could you also mention this? So that's my way of mentioning that.
Are you going to be playing the new one, the brand new one? Is that what you're going to be playing in July?
That's what I'm guessing.
Okay. That'll be like a month before it gets released.
Yeah.
I know these things.
Yeah.
I know these things.
Yeah, so that's just freaking fantastic. Looking forward to that. And then this weekend, looking forward to pulling an O'Mara.
Yeah, baby.
What I'm going to do.
I'm jealous.
What I'm going to do. A hell of a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a week.
It's very rough speaking the truth on the radio, speaking to lawyers, speaking about getting our studios moved.
Right.
Going through the stuff with Frida being on TV and feeling emotional about that. You know, waking up and finding out all of a sudden the Empire's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We're down to number 15 in the ratings.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
it's been a week.
As always, WWMD.
Thank you, Don.
What would Mike do? So what I did was I called my chick and I said, I'm pulling one out of the O'Mara playbook. She had no idea. She thought it was gonna be strap-on.
Yeah.
I said, honey, I told you I'm not into that. I said,
you will be someday.
I said, we are going to Atlantic City.
Baby!
Let it flow. That's
great
what
time of year to go down there.
Who cares? I mean, you don't go outside anyway.
No, you don't. You can go any time of year.
You're inside the whole time.
But I just thought I'd say that, you know. Great time of year to go down there.
Anyway,
you'll hear me say that any time you go. Great time of year to be there.
I'm always jealous when you go. And anyway, so I'm going. So I got somebody to, you know, help out around the house. Take her up there and show her what kind of gambler I am. What, Mike? What are you rolling your eyes for?
I'm just giving you the look you give me whenever I go. I want to do that because you never do that to me. You always go, oh, geez, there he goes again.
Yeah, well,
even though you never go, I get to go. I'm just giving you the look because you're going and I'm not this time. So I get to go. Let me see if I get the look right. Hold on. The look would be like this.
Well, you go all the time.
Here's the look. The look would be.
You go.
Jeez.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
It's not a look of disdain.
I know, it's jealousy.
It's pure jealousy.
I understand.
Absolutely.
You win better than I do, and I hope you continue your string, though. You know,
well,
I don't have the excitement.
I don't go there with my life savings in my pocket like you.
I know.
You play at the high roller tables.
Yes, I do.
I already told my chick. She said, can I play cards with you? I said, sure. I said, but understand this. If it's like, I said, on a Saturday night, we're going to be lucky to find a $25 table.
Yeah, you won't.
I said, you're going to find out real quick.
You might. I doubt it, though.
You're going to find out real quick just how cheap I truly am.
Right.
I mean, I'd be glad to pay for accommodations.
Right.
Buy a nice dinner. I said, but, you know, Jesus Christ, if it's like $100 a hand, you know, here's my thinking on it.
L-I-R.
L-I-R?
L-I-R.
Let it roll.
Oh, no.
Let it roll.
And I'll go with some mad money, and we'll see what happens.
Good. Well, good luck. I am totally jealous. It's going to be a great weekend for you.
And, Mike, even for you, I'm going to play one of those old stinky Wheel of Fortune slot machine games.
Good, good. Throw $25 in one of those big slot machines.
Did you see some stinky blue-haired lady just won like $10 million bucks at one of those machines?
At a nickel slot.
The strange thing about these slots, there have been stories I've heard about people that did it like twice in a weekend. And they were like quarter slots. And, you know, you hear these stories, and I'm like, when's it going to happen to me?
Most people win.
Yeah, most people, yeah. The overwhelming. No, in the end, they get it all.
People win.
See, you know why I know you'll have a better weekend than I have? Because I have a great time when I'm driving down there, and about the first half hour I get down there. And then it's totally dependent on the way the wind's blowing. And I can have a bad time inside of an hour of arriving in Atlantic City.
The easiest way to get there, right, is to take 95 through Philly, go past the stadiums, and then is it the Ben Franklin Bridge?
Right.
Right of that, you get on Route 40, and you take that right into AC.
Right.
Beautiful.
I've never gone that way.
That is the fastest route to Atlantic City. You think, when you get to Philly, and when you drive past the stadiums, I mean, when you drive past the Eagle Stadium, that's when you think, wait a minute, I'm in downtown Philly.
Right.
But what you don't realize is that you're saving yourself going over like that, that goddamn whole Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Yeah, this is how MapQuest tells you to go.
You know that little...
I'm doing it next time.
You know that little bass-ackwards, like, squirrely road? Like,
wait a minute, what's the bet we had that I said I wasn't going to go? Didn't I say last time that I went
we
that
I... We never wrote anything down.
I think
you just swore up and down.
All right, yeah, oh, good. Well, I'll break that vow.
So anyway,
especially if he wins.
Oh, I got to win.
As soon as you go over the Ben Franklin Bridge, you're right in Camden, New Jersey, and
that's
a straight
shot. There you go. Bingo.
Hard to come back, though. Confusing coming back through Philly.
Nah. You know, I went there enough.
Will you be catching any of the fabulous Atlantic City shows? Like perhaps Paul Anka? or Norm Crosby? Or the very talented Howie Mandel taking a respite from Deal or No Deal?
The only man that
the
I will
great
see.
Talent.
The only man that I will see is not performing. Philbin.
Philbin
would be the only show that I would go to see in AC.
You haven't gone to see a show since Waylon Flowers died.
I love Madam.
I know.
And let me see. I know I mentioned this before. I just want to mention again very quickly. Thank you to Channel 9 that I thought that what they did with Frida, even though I said they were hyping it up last night, I thought it was very well done. And, you know, I love her so much and miss her so much that if you listen to her on the show and you'd like to see it, you should go to WUSA9.com.
Yeah.
They've got the whole thing up there. And thank you to Derek McGinty. And I know, Mike, you were thrilled that right at the beginning of this thing, one of the they're doing like a four-part thing, this interview with me. And in the one that they ran last night on the 11 o'clock news, they started it out with a clip of a very bad television show that Mike and I did for Channel 9 in 1987.
You know, I was tired last night. I wanted to turn in, but I stayed up. I think I automatically stayed up because I wanted to see this. And I really, when it was leading up to it, and they promoted it very well to make it real clear that it was coming up after the commercial break, and I kind of steeled myself for it emotionally, because I saw the promo, and you know, you've dealt with it, and I don't know whether we've all dealt with it all the time, as far as, you know, you being our friend, and to watch you do this, and so I'm steeling myself for this, and just preparing, take a little deep breath, it comes on, and the first thing I see is you know, our primetime video zoo crap, and
from almost any emotion, 20 years ago,
any emotion I had was pretty well wiped out at that point. It was, God, that's embarrassing.
That was on briefly, but I do remember this, that I was, I mean, way fat. I mean, like, had to be pushing 3 bills and had a red, large T-shirt on that could not have made me look fatter. And you were dressed like a woman.
Yeah. I think it was a Lucille Ball fit that we were doing.
I mean.
And I also, like, when we came out in the sport coats and my big, big-ass leprechaun beard.
Just awful.
A little embarrassing.
Just awful. But I thought that they handled it. Great. And
your desire was to pay tribute to your wife, and that's what they did.
Very nice.
And that was the nicest part of it.
And that's why that guy, Derek McGinty, really was the guy that I trusted. Mm. Not that I'm some highfalutin celebrity. Like, I can only be interviewed by so-and-so and so-and-so.
You don't think every person that is in any public eye doesn't do what you did? That, I mean, if you've got something you want to handle, that they have somebody, you know, that you select who you want to do
right
the interview?
Person comes
along. I mean, really.
I mean, he came along at the right time because, as I mentioned, when I came back from this vacation in April, I felt like Frida had said to me, you know, inside my head, just let it go. Baby, let it go. Just, you know, just balls out. Let it go. Do it. Have a good time with your life. Get back to doing the show. Have some goddamn fun. She wouldn't want me to mope around.
No. Right.
So I welcomed the chance. I mean, they had been calling. They'd all been calling. 4, 5, 7, 9. And it turns out 9 called. Right on the day Rob said, hey, 9 called. I said, beautiful. You know. Just make it Derek McGinty.
That was your day.
Well, I mean, you know, it was
he's a good guy.
It was either Derek or the other guy that you didn't want to go with that I recommended, but that's all right.
It was that.
Topper.
Yeah.
The weather guy.
Topper shot.
The little Peter Pan weather man.
Peter Pan.
You know.
Peter Pan.
And I did enjoy Todd McDermott, who we've tooled on once in a while. You know, when they come back, he says, well, that's surprising to hear that from Don. Funny guy, tough guy. Don't often see that side. No, I guess not, Todd. I guess not when we were watching your promotional video.
Right.
No. You're out playing softball and guitar with your kids.
That was a different time.
We have tape of Topper.
Of Topper shot? Here he is.
This is just a little song to my fans and friends. To tell them a little about me. And what I'm trying to tell them.
Pan.
Pan on the Zoom.
That's Peter Pan. Real life Peter Pan. Yes. Hello, here is Beaner Joe.
Did you notice that Topper's Joe. Weather basically got busted down to just the 5-day forecast at the end?
They abbreviated it?
He looked very disgruntled about that.
I don't think. You know, really, I don't think so. He's a friend of mine. He has been for a long time.
But he looked sour to me. And he's shuffling his papers. He didn't get to read all his papers.
The thing that I thought was funny is, thanks. Bye, Joe.
Good day.
Bye, Beaner. The thing that I found funniest, I told the guys in the office this, was...
Did you notice what happens if you take Vicodin with Miller Lite? Steve Dahl disconcerted bottle rocket.
I was sitting at home last night, and the phone rang. And I see on the caller ID that it's Ed, my next-door neighbor.
Right.
Now, normally, Ed doesn't call. I mean, Ed will call, like, if there's a snowstorm... Or bad weather, or, you know, or power failure, whatever.
Right.
Otherwise, I see him outside. I've talked about this guy before.
Right.
Retired military guy, salt of the earth, great guy. Really helped me out after Frida died. Really, just the greatest. So I see that it's him, and it's during CSI, and I'm like, oh, what idiot calls me during this? So I pause the TiVo, and I see it's him, and I pick it up, and I go, yeah, hello? And he goes, hey, it's Ed. You know, like, I don't know, because it's caller ID. The guy right next to him goes, yes, hi, Ed. What's happening? Trying to, you know, remain upbeat.
Sure.
Says, we're watching TV. You realize you've been on CSI twice tonight? And I said, no, I've not really been on CSI. And he said, is this one of those deals where you guys went out and you're on the show? Because we just saw you. And I said, no, it's, yeah. They're running an ad about the thing with... He said, oh! And then I hear him say to his wife, it's an ad. Uh-huh.
She says she knew it was.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Goodbye, Ed.
Just concern, a little neighborly concern.
Goodbye, Ed. Wrong. Mike and I have both been, no, Ed, you're right. Mike and I have both been hired as lead CSIs.
Someone went back and saw our performances on Babylon 5 and decided to, you know, the guy that asked, I don't know why I'm obsessing about this guy, the sunglasses. Same guy that mentioned your Batmobile.
That I don't own.
Mentioned Babylon 5. How weird is that? Yeah. I mean, how long ago was that?
My first in that universe. My bad. Batman, Dungeon and Dragon. Yeah.
He was into that
Babylon
kind of stuff.
5
Great
universe.
Shows live forever.
Great shows. I remember I said to him, I said, still getting paid for that show. Mm-hmm.
And please notice my double standard that I'll make fun of those guys. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to something like playing a video game against Story Holt, now that's serious business.
You know, really, things, you know, take this 15th rating out of it. Yeah. You know, between the haircutter and Tory Holt.
Yeah. I know, I'm on
top
of the world.
You got to look at the bright spots of the week.
I mean, top of the world, Dave.
I mean, it's going to be triple sevens for you when you go down to Atlantic City this weekend.
Top of the world.
I think so.
Top of the world.
I will beat Tory Holt. Oh, hold on. Oh, thank you, Jackie.
What did Jackie write for you?
You have to do it in the voice, though.
I will beat Tory Holt, but only if I wear my cape and cowl.
That's right.
Thank you, Jackie. Yeah. No problem.
And your cone head.
Very exciting. Very exciting to play this game. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, we got to keep this fast. We got a trip to L.A. to give away today. Remember the one that the lawyers wouldn't let us give away the trip with the ping pong and the guy that wanted to have rats lick butter off his... all of that will be happening.
Right.
The Las Vegas-style shows are returning, if not to your city, to your home.
Your house.
Please email us if you're interested at donandmikewebsite.com. Also, very important to note that we are rated number 15 in the current Arbitron ratings. That sucks. This happened to us 10 years ago, and we want you to be part of the hugest turnaround in 90 days in Washington radio history.
90 days, Jerry!
And we're going to start it Wednesday night, big free party at Mike's Joint.
Yes.
At O'Mara's.
Right.
Wednesday night, 8 till 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving away what?
I'm going to give away. My idea was to give away Lil Mikey burgers.
Well, every single burger has a little bit of when Mike cut his finger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every single burger has a little just almost like in Goodfellas.
Yep.
When Paul Sorvino was slicing the garlic.
Exactly.
You get just a wafer thin slice of Mike's skin.
So we have the technology. You might say, you know, how do you make it?
Wow.
How do you spread it out that much? Yeah. But it's always nice when you call the Joint and I wanted to talk to the guy in charge. Then I wanted to talk to the other guy in charge. Neither the guy in charge or the other guy in charge. But you know what? I made an editorial decision that we're gonna all be there. Oh. And 8 to 10 this coming Wednesday night. I will have complete details for everybody on Monday's show. And we'll tell you everything. Because they'll want to do more stuff than that. There'll be lots of stuff going on.
And let's get that right on the front page of our website as well.
Okay. Yeah,
with Mike's address and everything else.
And Little Mikey Burgers rated number 15 in Half Wit magazine.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio
Hi.
God.
Hi there.
I just had to stick up for Joe. That Cheech and Chong movie is actually called Cheech and Chong's Next Movie. That was the title of the movie.
Oh, it's called Cheech and Chong. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
The next movie. What's it called?
It's called Cheech and Chong's Next Movie.
Cheech and Chong's
Next
Movie.
Yeah, imagine that.
Okay, imagine. Thank you, my friend. Too bad.
And, you know, I truly believe that if we continue to reference a comedy troupe that had their last big hit in the early 1970s, I think we're going to take that 15 and bring it up to number one right away.
Dave's not here.
Here's the stuff, man.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Number one rated, Arbitron rated, Don and Mike show. It could happen tomorrow.
It could happen tomorrow.
Well, now listen, the truth is, out in Sacramento, they tell me like they've trended the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
We are dangerously close to being number one overall in Sacramento. So maybe out there, it'll be applicable.
Right. I think so. And hopefully it happens before the flood.
But right now...
Before the flood comes.
Right. But right now, in case you missed the announcement earlier, the ratings came out today.
Mm-hmm.
We suck!
Mm-hmm.
15th place.
Yeah.
Imagine the bloody fingers right now with all of the guys with the pants around their ankles.
This is it for them. The career is over. Oh, did you hear them make the promises? Oh, Howard left. Howard left. Oh, they stink. They stink. I made.
Congratulations.
Mommy, I made.
Mom, I need another keyboard.
Mom. I love you. I want to marry you. I want to marry you.
That is... Was that Sean Cassidy?
Sean Cassidy, and I don't know who the other lady was.
But it was a precursor.
I want to marry you.
It was a precursor to... Who's that chick we had on the show? She played the retarded girl that married the retarded boy.
She was in...
Juliette
Lewis.
Juliette Lewis, the other sister.
Natural Born Killers, too.
And both of those great feel-good flicks.
Yes. Gotcha.
If you want a nice double feature with the family,
mm-hmm.
you want to go with the other sister.
I like to, my kids are 10 and 8, and I like to go see Natural Born Killers. Right. We get that DVD, then we watch Hostel and Saw. Saw 1 and 2.
Excellent.
That's a whole weekend.
That's why you're dad of the year.
That's fantastic.
You got them in coloring books, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They have each movie has its own coloring book.
That's why you're the man. Mm-hmm.
Come on, put a little more flesh tone in Woody Harrelson's face.
I forgot what movie we started talking about.
We were talking about Juliette Lewis in the retarded movie.
Oh, yes.
That was the precursor. The one with Sean Cassidy was the precursor to Juliette Lewis.
And that was a TV movie.
The other sister.
That was a movie, but there was a TV movie that was out back in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
before we could openly talk about...
He's mentally retarded.
Right.
So we would have to say, hey, did you see that TV movie with Sean Cassidy? And we go, yes. And the only line that we could remember was...
I want to marry you! And once again, it was a bad portrayal, as your theory of any actor can try this and
yes.
do this. And I think Rosie O'Donnell cinched that when she played her role.
Yeah!
You're right.
It's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
Thank you!
Okay, gotta go. Yeah, she's gonna be great on The View.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Oh.
Can you imagine? Well, listen, we'll discuss it when we come back.
All right.
Just think about this. If you happen to be Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and they say to you before The View one day, honey, you're sitting between Star Jones and Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
And did you see? We had Chipotle before the show.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
That's right. Not fair.
You're sitting there. And before you get to know them, you can't really identify which one of them it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're like going, don't you think George Clooney's just dreaming? And Elizabeth Hasselbeck's like, is that Star? Is that Rosie? Is that Star?
Would you like a prediction on Rosie O'Donnell on The View?
Yes, sir.
She will not last 6 months.
Really?
She will not last 6 months.
What'll happen?
I don't believe Rosie's capable of playing in a sandbox with others.
Mm.
I really don't think so.
I think she plays the lesbo card. And she's got that job as long as she wants it because...
She'll say it's discrimination?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We should discuss...
See, I think she'll leave because she'll get mad.
All right, let's talk about it when we come back.
Okay.
We got a break. We'll be right back. Then we'll give away the trip and hop sing today. And as we've already discussed, no news today, Buzz.
Sean Cassidy played Roger Myers in Like Normal People.
Thank you, Ed.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show. They shall make the beast with two backs. Don and Mike.
Hello there. Arbitron rated number 15. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Arbitron rated number 15.
No, you're number one. You know it.
No, honey, the ratings came out today here in D.C.
We know how to read numbers.
Number 15. And let's
now
not.
I've been
let's
since high school.
Let's not buy that loser stuff. Hey, you guys are number one in all the male demographics. You're number one, men 25 to 54. Please, that's what a loser says. This show is the Titanic, and what we've got to do, is start getting people on the ship.
Yes.
I know you mm-hmm. think you need to throw people off the ship when it's sinking.
No.
We need people on the ship.
On the ship to gather in front of our lifeboat and jump in.
We are number 15 ranked in the ratings.
Right now, a lot of you listeners are down in steerage. We're on the first class deck waiting for you to join us in the lifeboat that's going to float.
This ain't going to be no Poseidon, okay?
Right.
This boat's going to make it. So we are going to get...
The lifeboat will.
25,000 buttons made.
Motorized.
That say, Don and Mike, number 15 Arbitron rated.
Bingo, baby.
Be among the first to get these collector's items, because I guarantee we won't be number 15 next month. And just wait until the end of the spring ratings period. But they'll be available at Mike's Joint.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hank's Look Around Cafe. Wednesday night, a big weird number 15 party.
Right.
Come on out. Details on our website.
8 to 10.
See you there. Anyway, yes, honey, you were saying.
I'm just telling you the best line from that Sean Cassidy movie was, Roger, we can't have babies, Roger.
Ah, yes.
Thank you.
Friend of Pearl.
A special moment.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
Special moment for us.
I love that.
You must be a special leader
and a very excited girl. You gotta be a special lady. You gotta be sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world.
Bam, bam, bam. I was like a song. So out of key. When you came and change my memory.
Yeah. I tell you, how can we possibly be number 50?
I don't know.
You know, I wonder what my dogs must think in the morning. When I get on the treadmill, I run 3 miles a day, and I sing, because the doctor said to me, you get a much better cardio workout.
When you sing?
If you're running, you know, and I'm not running at a breakneck speed, around 12-minute mile. So I run for 36 minutes, then I cool down for, I do the whole thing in 40 minutes. It's easy as pie. But as I'm running now, he says, sing. And I've got the headphones on, so I can't hear myself.
Right.
And the dogs, all the dogs here is like downstairs like this. That'll be the sound of me running.
Right.
And they'll hear like, hey there, lonely girl. Lonely girl. Yeah. Christ, it can't be nice for that. It can't be nice. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Are you there?
Hello?
Speak to us, yes.
Yes, hello, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Fine,
okay.
I have everybody listening to your show that I know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You've not done well enough. You need to...
I'm trying.
We'll do our part. We'll try to do better shows if you try to get more people to listen.
I will.
I was wondering,
can I play the game to win the trip to L.A.?
Oh, hold on, honey. Yeah, just wait. Well, you know, as a matter of fact, we can set that up right now.
Okay.
And go with that in the next break. Before we talk about the view. Yeah, see, it's a crazy tie-in, kids. Because the prize we have to give away is a trip to Los Angeles. Let me see. Where is it? Thank you, Rob. Congratulations. You might have won a trip for two to Los Angeles to see the finale of NBC's The Apprentice. Trip courtesy of the hair cutter. You know, here's one thing that I think's hinky about this.
What?
I like haircuttery,
I know.
Right? But, like, is it a coincidence that they show up as a sponsor after I say this thing about getting my haircut? Did I say that thing about the haircuttery and then...
Did they get motivated to sponsor something on the show?
Not at all. The challenge on this Monday's Apprentice involves the haircuttery.
Oh.
So you may want to come out and see me at my viewing party at Mr. Dave's.
Whore! Whore! Whore!
So,
thousand times whore! Cease sucking whore!
So the haircuttery...
Swallowing whore!
...was on board before Don talked about being a VIP.
That's all gravy.
All right.
Gravy sucking whore.
Gravy!
Delicious gravy.
Congratulations, you may have won a trip or two to Los Angeles to see the finale of NBC's The Apprentice.
That is shameless, Rob.
Compliments of haircuttery. Trip includes travel and accommodations. Catch the finale of The Apprentice, the finale, on NBC Monday, June 5. Do not miss it now.
The finality of it all.
The game we're going to play. As we highlighted yesterday, white trash, trailer parks. Here we go. Because it's an apprentice game involving, like, your boss, we'll play What My Boss Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him.
Wonderful. Everybody has a boss. Well, if you're not unemployed, of course. And everybody has something their boss probably doesn't know.
So you know how this works. You call us right now at 877-365-3636. We got to do this fast.
Yeah. It's almost 5 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, we will set this up here. Play the game in the next break, and then, you know, Hop Sing's coming back today.
Yay!
And then the last two breaks of the show, gosh, since we're not doing the news anymore, I'm not sure what we're going to do.
Yeah, I think we'll bring in jugglers.
Anyway, you call us, and you tell us something your boss
doesn't know.
All now, right. Here's the trick. You have to have a good enough relationship with your boss where, you know, or you know, you don't care.
Right.
But you have to tell your boss. That's part of the deal. You have to tell your boss your secret if we pick you.
There's I have
fun.
A perfect example. Mike, you be us, and I'll be the guy on the phone.
Okay.
This is absolute 100% serious.
How it works.
Okay, what my boss doesn't know won't hurt him. All right, you're on the air. You're on the Don and Mike show, rated number 15. Who's this?
My name is Don.
Hi, Don. Where are you calling from?
In the same room you're at, Mike.
Well, I'm Fairfax, Virginia. Fantastic. Don, what does your boss not know?
Well, my boss doesn't know that I know before his wife came to town, because he's a new boss. He's just arrived in town.
Yes.
My boss doesn't know that I know that he was out at your bar.
Yeah.
Trying to pick up waitresses.
Hey, that's a good one. You're the winner. We're going to call him right now.
See, and then what we would do is we would call Greg Gillespie, our program director, tell him he's on the air.
Come on.
And then I would have to say, hey, Greg, I know that you were trying to pick up waitresses at Mike's restaurant
right.
before your wife got to town.
Mm-hmm.
See,
I'd win the trip to Los Angeles.
Well, you see, that wasn't that great an example. It was more a vehicle for you to just tell that story all over again. Because it's more like what the person does, right? It's something the person does that can get them in trouble.
Maybe something you did that your boss doesn't know about.
Right. Like, you know, if you didn't know, every day at 4:30, while you're in your room having that daily conference, I'm stapling myself to my desk.
Well, no, what I would
by my body part.
I'd say, Greg, you know. No, again with him, the secret would be, I know, you don't think I know.
You know that I know that
that's
you know.
Your secret.
But
yeah.
I know,
right.
And, you
right.
know.
Right.
You know, this is crazy because we met his daughter today.
I know.
That's how I know the old lady's not here yet.
Right.
He's walking around today with his kid, like, hey, Don and Mike, meet my kid. I'm like, hi, how you doing?
Hi there.
Do you like my sweater? Fashionable, a jazz sweater. God damn. Go to the, there's got to be some, this is not a JoJo, there's going to be like some coffee place called the Beanery.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's got to be like some hippie joint from the 60s where you could put on a beret and go in and paint watercolors and sip espresso. That's.
I gave my love a flower. Yeah. It had no. Yeah.
That's the look this guy has.
I see.
So, all right, that might not have been the best example.
But it was a wonderful story.
But again,
now, this is really the way this game, it's like every, what my husband doesn't know, what my wife doesn't know, what my boss doesn't know. It's a secret that you have about something you do that your boss is unaware of.
And
something
then,
that may put your job in jeopardy.
Right.
You got to put your ass on the line,
you
not your boss's.
Him.
And we call your boss, and if you tell your boss the truth on the air, boom, you win the trip for two to Los Angeles.
Like, systematically, over the last 10 years, I've stolen $100,000 from the company.
For real? Oh, and about The Apprentice.
Yes.
I got a great list here of the most trusted celebrity spokespeople. Now, this is not what they call the Q rating.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and listen, call now. If you want to play the game, call now. We're going to do it in the next break.
Right.
Even though Joe is standing in the room and should be in the other room answering the calls.
Joe.
Okay, you got it covered?
Got it
okay.
covered.
Really, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, then why do I see all the lines ringing and nobody answering them?
I'll get to them.
Christ, Joe. Really?
It'll be fine.
Joe, seriously, we're in 15th place. Go answer the phones. Let him do that job. Go answer the phones. It's called micromanaging.
I hear a goddamn. That was you, right?
What?
I heard a goddamn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said goddamn.
Okay, I didn't know where that goddamn was.
No, that was him.
Goddamn.
Definitely.
I mean, seriously, Joe, I love you, but have some urgency, you goddamn piece of turd. I mean, I'm standing here hyping this contest.
Thank
I see
now.
12 lines ringing, and the guy that's got to answer the phones is standing in the back of the room. Don't worry, man. It'll be good. Be good, please.
Hey.
15, Joe. 15th place, Joe.
Back off on him, okay?
I can't work with Ardinger, Mike.
Oh, no.
I can't work with him anymore. Okay, good. Hey, good boy, Joe.
There we go. Look at him.
That's a good boy.
He's answering him now.
Good boy. Daddy, give you a treat now. Good boy. I'm going to come back and scratch his ears during the break.
Oh, he loves that.
Okay, so we're giving away this trip to L.A. for the Donald Trump show.
But my boss doesn't know. And while I'm supposed to be answering the phone, I'm in the studio.
And what I love is I turn, hey, Joe, what's happening?
It'll be fine.
What? So you're going to squeeze these calls in your next smoke break?
Got it covered.
Jesus. I love him, but really he's like a three-legged dog. He really is.
He's your project.
He is.
He's your project.
And, you know, we talk about moving to these new studios in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Rob was telling me yesterday, everybody's inquiring about it and is asking about it, is excited about it, right, except Joe.
Hadn't said anything or has said something negative? Or
said
what?
Not a word.
Not a word.
Not a word.
But you would even think they would just say, like, so, when are we going to be moving? Understand, we're moving the operation down to Rockville Pike.
I even thought of approaching him, but I said, what's the fun in that?
You sit and wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's okay. A waiting game.
He's on board.
Here we go. Celebrity pitch people.
He's listening.
Is anybody Buzz,
kidding.
Would you stop taking his side, for goodness sakes? Okay, here are the celebrity pitch men that people like the best. Ty Pennington.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And James Earl Jones.
Well, Ty Pennington has that I'm a good guy thing because of all the shows that he does.
Nice. Tops on the list of people that we hate doing commercials.
All right.
Donald Trump is number one.
Absolutely.
Sure. Followed by...
Stain.
Britney Spears. Now, I'm going to throw out some names real fast game.
As to whether they're good or bad.
Good or bad celebrity endorsers.
Uh-huh.
Kate Moss.
Phew. I'm going to say bad because of her press.
Correct. Emeril Lagasse.
Bad.
Good.
Oh, okay. All right. I think I... Well, see, I would think Emeril has that slicky boy quality to him.
The plumber from Desperate Housewives, James Denton.
Good.
Bad.
Oh, I'm doing bad here.
Tiger Woods.
Good.
Paris Hilton.
Bad.
Good.
Really?
Really? Anna Nicole Smith.
Bad.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Zeta Jones.
Can do no bad.
The
good.
Best, the best.
Good
and,
all the way.
Yes, not only is she good, are you ready to puke? You know those T-Mobile commercials she does where,
oh, yeah,
where just like her face is in this screen for 1 second?
Right.
I've seen those.
Guess how much? For 1 year. How much for those commercials?
$5 million.
$20 million.
Oh, man, I wish I'd been born a beautiful woman.
So do I.
Zeta Jones.
You always say that.
I know, and I always mean it.
Oh, and beautiful women. We hinted on this. This is maybe, I think...
Don't isolate that quote.
This is the worst hire since Jay Severin.
All right.
Really. Maybe the worst hire of all time.
We've made another hire on the air?
Oh, no, I'm talking about on The View.
Oh.
Meredith Vieira is taking Katie Couric's place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tonight on the primetime daytime Emmys, which they're running at night, Barbara Walters will announce that to replace Meredith Vieira, they have selected Rosie O'Donnell.
Ugh, horrible.
This, to me, I know I'm going to sound like an old woman who lives in a shoe. I watch The View sometimes, okay?
I know.
I mean, it's on. I don't mind watching chicks talk.
You know why you do that?
Why?
You're a fag.
He's a fag. But I cannot imagine Roe getting on that show, especially now if it's out of the closet, Rosie.
Yeah.
Where she, and if she's in the Meredith Vieira seat, I mean, she steers the ship.
Sure.
I mean, Meredith Vieira does a pretty good job of running that show and keeping the topics
because
going,
right. Meredith Vieira is a traffic cop, but Rosie is not a traffic cop. No. Rosie is a lecturer.
Performer.
She does not play well with other people. I mean, Rosie, when she had her own show, she was testy and nasty, right. and she would have her moments. And behind the scenes, when she's got to share the time, trust me, watch the first major like argument that they get in.
But I don't doubt it. But I also think what I told you before, I believe she won't be fired after 6 months because...
I'm not saying fired, but she won't be on that show in 6 months.
I might be willing to bet you a Post-it note on that.
Okay, let's bet a Post-it note. I think she's going to be frustrated. There's going to be... There may be a big controversy. And she's going to be gone. And the person she's going to fight with is going to be Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Well, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, again, I'm going to sound
like
an old lady.
Born again?
No, but she's big with Bush.
Yeah.
Which means she hates fags.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that's going to rear its ugly head.
And she knows how to play in that environment. She knows how to argue.
Right. But the smell, just based on the smell alone, and I forgot the Behar factor.
Yeah. George Behar.
I was saying it's old, and really, hold on, Barbara Walters is an old lady. Her fur's got to smell bad.
Sure.
And don't forget, about a month ago, Rosie O'Donnell took on Star Jones, saying that she didn't really lose her weight without a stomach stapling, and also said that Star's husband had gender identity issues.
Yeah. Yeah, and Rosie's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So to speak.
You can hear. Anyway, good hire.
But I'm looking forward to watching it, believe it or not.
I hope Rosie has her Hitler haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when she got real militant for a while and she had the Hitler do?
Yeah, they duplicated that in that animated movie where she played like the monkey.
Oh, you know what? We better...
You know the one I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
She was the voice of like one of these little...
Was she Farty the Monkey?
It was one of these animated shows I saw with my kids. And Rosie O'Donnell was the voice of the little like chimpanzee, the little gorilla.
Have you seen the Gay Cruise show on HBO?
No.
I mean, I'm all for, you know, really, although we say fag and homo, you know that we hate everybody equally on the show. And we love everybody equally. This thing, it's the cruise is, she was on that whole big deal to have a gay family cruise.
Right.
HBO turned it into a special.
Right.
And rather than it being a special about seeing gay people say, how come we're not treated the same?
Families.
It's Rosie's agenda.
Of course.
It's, you know, let's get the family over here like this. No, come here. Parker! Parker, mommy! Parker! We're all wonderful men. Parker!
I think there'll be a fist fight on The View.
You do get to see the piece of ass that she's with.
Mm-hmm.
I got the name of that monkey movie that Rosie did. It was By Curious George.
thank you, Jackie.
There he is. He's here all week.
That's B.I., right?
Right.
B.I.
Yeah, Portia de Rossi. Was there any swimsuit stuff with Portia de Rossi?
I don't know how many of you miss Jackie Jokeman from
Jackie
the Howard
Martin.
Stern Show, but he's joined us now.
Been reincarnated on this show.
Love the joke page.
Yeah, baby.
No, there was nothing with Portia. No.
Portia de Rossi.
Now, that's Ellen's girlfriend, though.
Oh, that's right.
That's Ellen's girlfriend.
Well, Rosie doesn't have a POA girlfriend, does she?
Yes, she does. Her name is...
Like Ellen does?
Well, no, come on. Ellen's got, like, world class. But for Rosie O'Donnell...
Pretty good.
This girl looks like an older Kelly Pickler.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, really,
not
bad. I can't imagine...
She has a rocking body.
Yeah, she does, Evan. I can't picture her, though. You know, earning her keep, though.
She does, though.
You know what that's got to be. It's like, you know, I'm ready for you. You know. Just picture Rosie naked, laying on her bed. Okay, she's laying like this.
Oh, God.
She's grabbing her thighs.
Oh, God.
Charlie.
That is nasty.
Where are you?
Nasty.
Come on. I'm about to get in the tub.
Yeah, after a whole day. After a whole day on the show.
Too good. Well, I see we have callers standing by. Standing by to play the game.
Very good.
But my boss doesn't know. Won't hurt him. It will be timely and topical if we broke for commercials here and came back and played the game and gave away the trip to Los Angeles.
Good luck, everybody.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want my life back!
What life? What life? I gave you life. Before me, you were nothing. Before me, you were an ink spot, and now you're playing in the majors. I made you.
You will always be Guy from Buddy Ackerman's office. You want to go back to your little existence? Go ahead, leave. There's the door. No one's stopping you. You could have left any day, but you stayed.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's a good boss, all right.
You're happy. I hate that.
If you really knew them, you'd hate them.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Right.
You're happy. I hate that.
Swimming with sharks. Reminds me an awful lot of the guys here. Lex Luthor. The spaceman.
You're happy. I hate that.
The spacer. The man of Spacedinia.
You know one of the greatest lines he ever delivers, bone-chilling, is when, I think it's the movie Seven, where he's the serial killer in the movie Seven.
Right.
And he comes into the precinct house, and I think he screams lieutenant at the top of his lungs, and that is the scariest moment.
Know,
when he comes in, and that's, you know, the whole thing where he's just about to show Brad Pitt his girlfriend's head in a box.
Right. You could get me going on him, on Kevin Spacey, L.A. Confidential.
Fantastic.
He's great.
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yes.
Of Good and Evil. I mean, even the dumb movie where he's the guy, is it K-Pax?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even
right.
That where he eats the whole bit, banana?
Right.
Banana?
Right.
I'll watch it.
I'll miss the produce.
Mike, enough talking about Kevin Spacey.
Yes, we're gay for Kevin Spacey.
And he may be for us, if you believe the rumors.
That's true.
Let's see if we can give away this trip to Los Angeles, courtesy of the hair cuttery.
Yeah,
are you happy now, boy?
Yes.
And Rob will be whoring something at somewhere, something to do with hair cuttery. I'm sure he'll pipe into that at some
point.
Cutting
hair.
It's a trip to L.A. for the finale of NBC's The Apprentice.
Couldn't have picked a better haircut for the hair cuttery.
Compliments of the hair cuttery. Trip with the travel and accommodations. Catch the finale of The Apprentice. NBC Monday, June 5. Do not miss it.
Come out and see Rob's 1950s haircut.
Let's see now what secrets people have from their bosses.
Yes.
Hello, Don.
Come out and see the Southern Sheriff.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Liz.
Hi there, Liz. Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the Arbitron rated number 15, Don and Mike Show.
How about you, Liz?
Ouch.
Thank you. I'm a little nervous about this.
Oh, about calling your boss?
So are we.
Yeah.
What is it that your boss doesn't know that you know?
Well, I guess it's not directly related to my job, but I have been occasionally having a fling with one of the other coworkers in the office once or twice.
Now, normally if it is a matter of the heart, if it's like, is the person single?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that frowned upon in the workplace?
I would think that she probably wouldn't like it if she knew I was calling.
Well, if it's just a...
Is it a man or a woman that you're involved with?
It's a valid question, Mike.
It's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. Well, hold on.
Mike, it's called Gaydar.
Gaydar.
Thank you.
No, not Gaydar. No, I'm what? Married.
Wait, what's going on? Are you making love with a woman?
Are you sleeping with a woman or a man?
Okay, I'm married to a man.
Uh-huh. And you're sleeping with another guy at work?
No, a girl.
Uh-huh.
A girl.
But you're married. See, the thing is, we get into infidelity.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Honey, we learn the hard way that when, I mean, if you pardon the pun.
Yeah.
It's a quick trip to the courthouse when infidelity's on the air.
Sure is, so good luck to you.
Oh, it's good news, everyone. She was lying.
Hello.
Oh, absolutely.
Don and Mike, and I know why you think so.
Mm-hmm.
Because what she said in the very beginning, she said something like,
I probably shouldn't be doing this.
And don't you think that's the tell?
Yeah, it's the tell. It's true a tell as you'd get in any poker game.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name, please?
Greg.
Oh, Greg, I see it on the screen now. Howdy, Greg. Thank you for listening. Greg calling from Baltimore on whatever they call the station up there now, HFS, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Did you say Grace?
Greg.
Under fire.
How old are you, Greg?
I am 38.
All right. And when do your testes drop?
Greg, are you taking any hormones?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, I don't like I'm sorry.
Greg is ballless. I don't mean that he doesn't have, intestinal fortitude. It just sounds like he has no testicles.
How tall are you, Greg?
I'm about 5'8".
And how much do you weigh?
180.
All right, normal height and weight.
All right, Greg, let's see. What is it that your boss doesn't know? What is it that
you're going to become a woman?
What is it that you're keeping from him or that you know about him or her?
I am keeping from him that I am currently sleeping with his very recent ex.
Wow.
The boss's recent ex.
Now, let me say that this has the potential to be okay. Is the boss divorced?
No, because the boss is dead.
Okay. The boss, because the boss is
dead. Again.
Another one where no way.
Good story, no, only good were true.
Yes, exactly.
But even if it were true, we're opening up a can of worms, because then you get into, right. I'm sleeping with the guy, with the guy's wife, but is he divorced? Well, no, not really. He's
gay.
Nobody's
gay.
He's gay, okay.
Hi, boss.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, who's this?
Wow, drop.
This is JR.
JR, talk with your real voice, please.
This is my real voice.
Oh, all right, my friend.
You have a very deep voice, JR.
I'm 6'7", so it comes with the baggage.
That'll do it.
You know who you sound like? You sound like Michael Clark Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
And am I the only one now that's afraid to buy those crackers? have you seen that commercial? Because now, first off, he's as big as a house. I mean, Michael Clark Duncan is the type of guy, you see him, you would just go, you know, okay, whatever you want.
Right.
So the commercial, and you know, he's got a voice like this. And the commercial is, what are these crackers? These look like good crackers. And his big, gigantic hand. I mean, the crackers are not really that big.
Right.
But the whole commercial is just Michael Clark Duncan looking, and it makes me afraid for the crackers.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Actually, the chips are the size of a full loaf of bread. You know, it's a piece of bread. That's how big they are. But that's how small they look in his hand.
The Green Mile. Give me it.
I love the Green Mile. I do.
I like the Brown Mile. That's the Shawshank Redemption.
That's actually what they're going to rename The View.
The Brown Mile. Okay, JR, well, who's your boss? What's the first name, and what do you know?
Her name is Terry.
Okay.
And I had sex with one of employees in her office, and it just so happened that, you know, after everything was done, the next day, when we had all, you know, we had a meeting, things happened, and I sneezed on her desk, and we, if you know what I mean, and we had a meeting the next day, and while we were in the meeting the next day.
Oh, hold on. Are you saying that you left your love behind on your boss's desk?
Yes.
Well, now, why didn't you clean it up?
I didn't know.
Oh, you weren't aware that it was there?
I wasn't aware that it was there.
Kind of a something about Mary situation?
Just almost.
When you had the meeting, was your boss aware of this? And did you see it there? Did she see it there? Did anybody say anything about it?
It just so happened that she had a cold. And so I guess she assumed that, she had sneezed and left something on the desk. And
wait. How do you assume that? Was anything said?
Nothing was said, but me and the person in there, we knew what was going on.
Let's just call what you're talking about here the evidence.
The evidence.
Just to keep us safe.
How long ago was this, JR?
It was about maybe 2.5 months ago.
Have you heard about it ever since? Did anybody ever say, did your boss ever say anything? Hey, something had gone on in my office. Was it ever referred to, ever referenced?
It was never referred to or referenced because I guess she assumed that she did it, and she couldn't find any tissue.
That's the part. That's the part that's hard to understand.
Bye.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
So the guy was banging a chick on his boss's desk, and I guess
she had a cold and thought it was her. No,
some of the evidence leaked out. Well, I mean,
wouldn't you know?
Well, like, wouldn't it be dried overnight?
I would think so.
Right. I mean, who looks at their desk and goes, oh, my God, I let a big snot bubble out.
But I think we've established that people are having a tremendous amount of sex in the workplace.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Phil.
Phil? Phil Connor?
That's me.
Hi, Phil. Phil, what's your boss's name and what is it you know?
His name's Joe, and it's not really what I know. It's what I do.
Okay.
I do outside sales for a company, and three of the days a week, I actually, instead of doing sales, I go play golf.
Yeah.
What, Mike?
My crap detector is like, this guy's so full of it.
Well, now, why don't you believe a guy who says he goes and plays golf 3 days a week?
And why are you telling your boss this?
I think he'll be cool about it to a point, because he and I play golf together. And I'm hoping to win a trip to Los Angeles.
Maybe it's the way he's talking that's bothering me a little bit.
Well,
just a little too cool
for
school.
At least he's not saying
he's not having sex or DNA on
and leaving evidence.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
right, hold on a second. You know,
I'm very demanding today.
Mike,
it's the new standard.
Okay.
We're going to get back to number one. I got to really hone and refine the crap detector.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I play golf 3 days a week. Sorry.
Hello. No, I left him on hold.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey. How you guys doing?
Only because he's the only one we have thus far that doesn't involve evidence or gayness or
right.
or banging someone's secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm having sex with my boss's wife, or whatever the thing was.
You mean the guy on the desk that left the evidence?
No, the other guy. The other guy.
Yeah, but it's okay. He's married, but it's okay because he's gay. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
My name's Keir.
Hi, Keir. Let's see, your boss, what's your boss's first name?
Steve.
All right, what is it about Steve, sir?
Well, I am currently having an affair with his wife. And he does not know.
Okay, everybody for the.
And you know why it's BS? Because if you're in a workplace, you're not going to call the boss on a radio show and say you're having an affair with the guy's wife.
And
going to happen never in a million years unless it's a setup.
For the last time, we learned the hard way. We don't deal with infidelity.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're banging somebody in the office, if it's somebody who's single and you're single, we're cool with that if it would bother the boss in some way.
And secondly, we won't play along with your elaborate ruse.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Who's this?
Hey. Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is, let's say my name is Jay, first of all.
All right. Now,
all right. I like this.
That's a good beginning.
I like that beginning.
Let's say my name is Jay.
Let's say that.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Let's say your name is Jay Stevens, and you're the vice president of programming for Infinity Broadcasting.
No. Hi, Jay.
All right, okay. Jay. What is your boss's name, and what is it that you know?
Okay, well, I don't work for him anymore, but I was a consultant, and I can certainly call him if you guys, you know, end up wanting to do this.
All right, well,
I can look up his information.
I mean, it really works best if you're...
Are you still getting paid by his company?
No, but I know he still works there. I was a tech consultant in New York City, and I called the FBI on him and talked about his business practices with a special agent twice. And
Jimmy, you don't work there anymore.
I'm sorry?
But you don't work there anymore.
I don't work there anymore. I did a 3-month tech contract for him.
But you know,
that's how I got in trouble, isn't it?
I would almost think that even though you don't work there, if you did really... So you ratted this guy out to the FBI...
Right. There were illegal tech practices being undergone there, and it was about
100. That's alleged. Yeah. That's alleged.
Well, did the FBI follow up on your tip?
I believe they did. It was just, software.
No being
investigated. Bye!
Please get your stories together.
Wow.
Please, everybody.
I have information that may have murdered 80 people.
Hello.
How are you?
Don and Mike show. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, Radio God. This is Brian from Sacramento.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Brian.
How are you? I'm sleeping with the boss's son, and he doesn't know it.
God, would you people stop that thing with us today?
Honest to God.
Really, Jesus
Christ. You know, it's that time. It's that crazy time.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody out there that's legit.
Well, everybody that's on the line now, it's all infidelity.
High infidelity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or as John Cusack would say, right, high infidelity.
High infidelity, you win.
Okay, clear out everything that's not like I bang my boss's wife or my boss's secretary and he doesn't know it.
The only one we have that you put on hold is Phil, who golfs 3 days a week. And that sucks,
now,
too.
Joe we just lost. Look at this. These are all the people saying that they were screwing at work.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six. You go to the other bank. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We just flushed 13 calls.
Can I give a hypothetical here?
Please.
I'd like to hear one like, I don't know whether, I never did this, but I knew of a couple of people that did, that actually had their lunch quite often, and they would hide the lunch in different pieces of furniture in the boss's office.
Oh, no,
so the boss wouldn't know until there was a horrible smell.
That's something you and me did, Mike.
Oh, Jesus. That's
hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was having sex with a lady in my boss's office, and she thought she had a glazed donut the next morning.
Okay. You know, I keep meaning to hit... That is the wrong one.
How did that get through?
I apologize. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, sir. How are you, sir?
Welcome to Futility.
Yes.
Does Futility have a number? Yes. Today, playing center field for your Futility, say hello to number 15.
Number 15.
This guy. Hi, this guy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great. What's your name?
My name's Kenny.
Okay, what does your boss not know?
Kenny.
My boss does not know. I work as a bouncer. Normally, I'm outside a nightclub or a casino somewhere here in Sacramento. We had to recently get licensed and registered for to carry pepper spray and stun guns. Well, they were telling me I couldn't buy one, I had to buy it through the company. So I said, screw them. And I was carrying, I bought my own, and I was carrying it for about 3 weeks before I was really authorized to. 350,000 volts.
It's not a good one, but it's at least give him some credit for being honest.
Yeah, but it sucked.
It did suck.
I like the guy with the evidence on the desk.
I know.
Hello.
I thought she had a cold.
Got a mic. Hello there.
You wouldn't know.
That story just keeps getting better.
What's happening here? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing very well. Who's this, please?
This is Bob.
Bob, what is it about your boss, Bob?
Man, this guy is a trip, fellas.
All right, buddy, tell us why.
Why? I told you, I work on the radio.
And then he hangs up.
What ass?
Ladies and gentlemen, Utility, but center fielder number 15 is correct.
You know, we dropped Low Budget Jeopardy on Friday.
Because of...
Just for this reason.
Exactly.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Pretty simple game. Hello there. You know, if we get one more hangout, and I guess they're hanging up now because they're all about sex. We're going to go with this goddamn guy who plays golf. Just to teach all you window lickers out there a lesson.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm an employer, and I had an employee that quit, but before she quit, she used to spend all her time on MySpace, and so I just wanted to call and bust her because she didn't know that I knew about it.
Bye!
Okay, you know what? We're going to go with this golf guy.
Golf guy 3 days away.
We're going to go with this golf guy.
Only way to be a home run is if the boss fires him.
Hello?
But he gets to go to Los Angeles.
Phil?
Phil, are you there?
Is this the golf guy?
Oh, Phil?
Yep.
Okay, Phil, as you've heard, we've taken about 20 calls. They all could not suck more ass.
All right.
Yours, I mean, yours sucks, but at least yours doesn't suck as bad as the rest.
Sucks the least.
Right.
So we're going to be calling your boss. Your boss's name is Joe?
Joe, yeah.
Okay.
How long you work for Joe, Phil?
12 years.
12 years?
12 years.
So 12 long years. Are you a good earner, Phil?
Yes, I'm the highest paid outside salesman.
All right. Well, Rob gets the permission. Mike, why don't you ask this guy? I mean, I don't know what to ask him like about golf.
What's your handicap, Phil?
That's a good one.
I'm a par golfer.
You're par? Really? What's the name for a par golfer?
Scratch.
Okay. That's what you call a par golfer. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if you play three times a week, you're pretty good.
Yeah, I try to be.
What's your average drive?
It's about 260.
It's very good. Very solid amateur player.
Yeah.
So far, he's doing very well with all the...
You got him on the phone?
Yep, he's ready.
Okay, hold on. We got your boss on the phone. Here we go. What's the guy's name? Joe?
This is Joe, right.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Joe. This is Don and Mike, and you're on the radio with us right now. I think Rob told you that, and we have this guy, your retarded employee, Phil.
Wonderful. Yeah, Phil is a retarded employee.
Joe, how long has Phil worked for you?
Phil's been here 12 and a half years or so.
Mike, don't look at me like that.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to look at you like that. I know that it's very painful. It's very futile.
What's going on?
What's Phil's title at work, Joe?
Phil is one of our outside salesmen.
Okay.
Meaning what, sir?
Meaning that Phil will come into the office for a few hours, answer some phones, then go out and make sales calls.
Right. Without being very specific, can you tell us what Phil sells? What your business is?
I'm sorry, businesses?
Yes. What is your business?
Wholesale.
Wholesale what?
Pipe valve and fitting.
Okay. And you've been there. You've been his boss for 12 years too.
I've been here for longer than that, but I've been his boss for 12 years, yes.
All right, very good.
And so his job is what? He loads the stuff in the truck?
No, sir. He goes out and he gets people to call in and buy stuff from him.
How are his sales results?
They're actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a couple companies that buy a lot of material from us, so His numbers have been good for quite a while.
All right. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I'll accept it.
I just wish he had left some evidence on his desk or something.
I know he didn't. Well, you know, we're playing a little game, Joe, called What My Boss Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him.
So now Phil wants to tell you something, Joe. Phil?
Yeah.
What a letdown this is.
Yeah, it is.
go ahead, Phil.
What's up, Phil?
Hey, Joe. For I don't know, I'd say the past 6 months, I've been coming into the office and then... After I leave a couple times a week instead of doing sales.
Hey, tell the truth. You didn't say a couple times.
Three times a week.
Averaging, that's usually every week, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been playing golf.
I don't believe him now.
Instead of going out.
I'm with you, Mike.
Oh, okay, so all 3 days? I mean, are you taking customers out or are you
still? That's crap.
No.
Where are they calling from?
You're not taking customers out. You're just going out.
Sacramento?
916. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Terrible.
Welcome to the Playhouse. Welcome to the Acting Playhouse.
This is the worst
wonderful
acting.
Employees.
This is the worst acting I've ever heard.
Listen, normally I try to get Mike to tone down the crap detector.
This is an insult.
I wanted to believe.
To the game, to our listeners, to everybody.
No. Phil.
Not thick enough.
No.
No, we don't believe you.
Don't believe you, Phil.
Don't believe your boss.
So you don't believe me, but yet I'm telling you the truth, and I just ratted myself out to my boss.
Yeah, and oh gosh, I hope you don't get fired for that.
No, I'm not
going to
get fired.
Revelation.
But...
No, listen, dude, here's the thing. This is just me speaking now, Don. I don't believe it because your boss sounds like he's in on it.
That's exactly the case.
Okay. Anybody else in the room that has a differing opinion, please offer it up right now.
We agree.
I'm not the one with the crap detector.
Phil, it smells like a setup.
Okay. Well, what kind of am I supposed to have? I mean, crap. There's nothing I can do about it. I mean,
and you both sound like you're fine. And you both sound like you're 13.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's fine.
Well,
but I'm not gonna. You know, put my. I know I'm not gonna get fired, but I'm gonna get reprimanded.
Oh, yeah, it sure does sound like it. Joe sure does sound pissed.
Man, it's come back to the two golf game.
Well, look, if you guys think it's a joke, that's fine. I have a business to run, so...
All right. Okay. Take care, Joe.
Now's when you put on the act like you're really a businessman, and now we're wasting your time.
There you go.
Well, right. Hey, nice charade. Now, Phil, you know what? I'm not even going to do the thing where I say we'll give you the prize because you know we won't. But it would just be good if you were stand up and you would just admit it. That
yeah, you might get something out of the deal,
it's
Phil.
It's okay now. That you and your lover came up with this.
Me and my lover did not come up with it.
Oops, hold on. Where are you? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Me and my lover didn't come up with it, but I came up with it.
You came up with it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Hey, Joe is my boss.
Yeah.
But you were lying, right?
About 3 days a week. I was lying about 3 days a week. I do go out and I do play golf, but it's not 3 days a week. It's maybe 1 day a week. And
like every other person in the world occasionally.
Right.
Well, he doesn't know about it.
Exactly.
Ooh, one whole day a week. Ooh, way to go, Johnny Dangerously.
All right.
Why don't you walk against the light tonight? Ooh, walk when it says don't walk. Live on the dangerous side.
So, Phil, what you did make up was the part about 3 days a week, even though that was not a big deal either, really. If you're a salesman outside sales and you get the job done, you can play golf 5 times a week.
Well, in my business, it isn't.
Phil, you sell pipe.
Yeah, it's not normal.
You sell pipe.
Do you sell the glass pipes that Tommy Chong sells?
Phil, we knew you were lying.
Yeah.
We knew on some level you were lying.
I apologize that I was lying to some point. But
Well, for being honest, finally, what do we have for him?
I am gonna get in somewhat of trouble because
isn't that right?
What we do have for him from Rob Spiewak's house. I don't know if you know this, but Rob's son Robert has had a bit of the stomach flu, and what we have for you is a full diaper.
Yeah.
From Robert this morning.
Might take a while to get across the country to the Sacramento area, Phil, but when you receive it, you'll be able to put it on your wall or simply keep it as a cocktail table item.
Make sure you wrap it in aluminum foil before you send it.
I think it may go a wonderful statue. Maybe put it in front of your house.
Will you autograph it for me?
It's green with traces of brown and red.
And Joe sounded so very young, Phil. That's another thing that they got us. How young is your quote-unquote boss?
Joe is 29.
Oh, 29. So he's young.
And I am 34.
Go get her. 34.
There you go. Bye-bye. Oh, hold on. Premature on that, Rod. Premature on that. Let's just try one more. Melanie, Don and Mike show. Melanie.
Yes?
Last chance for this game.
All right, well, I got a really good one, but it's pretty crazy. So if you guys pick it, I don't know if we should call or what.
Let's have some pride.
Right away when you say
I know
it's
you
pretty
said
crazy.
Small, but anyhow,
it's
listen.
It's crazy and you probably won't want to call. Why would you even start
by
saying
it's my father and it's a family business and that's who the boss is. And
okay, what is it?
My husband has been working for my father for many, many years. Once, probably like 10 years ago.
Cunny Wunny had no hair. Cunny Wunny said, I got no hair down there. Cunny Wunny was a bear. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Bye! Well, we had a pound of...
Goodbye! Goodbye!
I'll never know.
Goodbye! Goodbye! That sucked. So much.
I know, but it's appropriate.
It sucked so much.
It's appropriate on this day of renewal. It truly is.
That's it. No soup for you.
No soup.
No trip for you. We'll give it away to somebody who listens to the goddamn show.
That's a fine idea.
Who doesn't lie to us?
That's a fine idea.
We'll give it away later. Because we've got plenty of time. We've canceled the news now. Yes. We've decided that's why we're 15th in the rating. It's Buzz's news every day.
Everybody stay tuned for the juggler. Should be big fun.
Okay, one more call, and then we're out of here. I mean, that's it. We're out of here. We're blowing this popsicle stand. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it sounds like Don.
You know, I said that one time, and like 8 guys pulled their pants down in Dairy Queen.
I know.
Yeah. I said, I'm blowing this popsicle stand. Well, it's about time.
Me too.
Hey,
try my blizzard.
What's your name, sir?
What's up,
my
friend?
My name is also actually just by coincidence, Jay. But my story, I have witnesses, very reliable. Their name are Don and Mike. Let's see. Wednesday, I took off because I wanted to have sex with my girlfriend before she left for vacation. And then Thursday, I think it was Thursday because I was kind of drunk, I came to give Mr. Spiewak some beer.
Oh,
and
that guy. Remember?
This is the guy that brought you the Heineken?
Yeah, he came in the studio on Wednesday's show.
Mm-hmm. And you were loaded then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And why are you calling now?
Well, I assume you were still doing the thing where you call your boss.
No. No soup for you. You were already here this week. Get out of here.
Good night, everybody.
I'm sorry. You know really what we've got to do?
What?
Send the herd.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need the megaphone.
Okay.
Right now. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, as we discussed earlier, we are already the Titanic of radio. This show today in the Washington ratings is rated 15th.
Number 15.
We need the best effort that our callers can give us if we do a contest.
Yeah, I think we've relaxed our standards, and we have to tighten it up again. Mm-hmm. It's time to tighten it up. There is too much audience participation here.
It's time to send the herd.
I urge you right now, if you're listening to this car, show in your car, wherever you are, roll your windows down and turn it up right now. I'm going to do us all a favor.
Very good.
Hello, motorists. Happy Friday. This is Jesus, your savior.
It's always God. He's got to bring God into this.
I'm not God, I'm God's son.
Oh, sorry about that.
Do the Don and Mike show a favor this weekend.
He's going to urge suicide.
Watch the NFL draft on ESPN.
Yeah.
And then, send the herd!
How do they do that, Jesus?
Kill! Kill stupid people! Send the herd!
Send the herd. We used to yell it out of windows of cars. We really did.
Yes,
we really
did. He's a sinner.
Oh, no. You're not going to kill him, are you, Jesus?
Do you hear
Peter's Diener song today?
Yeah, I did. I did indeed. No, I'm not going to sit here and defend that.
Okay, send the herd.
Send the herd.
That's the motto.
That's the message.
We're 15th rated.
Mm-hmm.
Send the herd.
And the advice was simply the advice was simply kill. Go ahead. And, of course, if you're a stupid person and you know you're stupid, you can kill yourself.
Also,
yeah.
MAME.
Oh, MAME. All right. If you're really not that stupid, just, like, take a limb off. Oh, good. Wonderful.
This weekend, make it MAME. Okay, we'll give away the trip to Los Angeles to somebody when we come back from the commercials.
Someone deserving.
Yes, and when we come back from the commercials, I can already smell the duck sauce and what smells like baby powder.
Here.
Which means only one thing. It's the triumphant return of our good friend, Hop Sing.
Yeah.
You can come home again.
You bet you can.
He's been in his native land.
No Tiki, no Shirty.
Something we used to call Red China.
Be right back. Right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Let me interrupt this. Hi, it's Don. Our ratings suck. Please listen more. We're number 15. It was better than the promotional crap they come up with.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Denny.
Hi, Uncle Bill.
My nephew from Hong Kong.
Hi, Tian. Good move. You're number one.
Tian is the Hong Kong champion. My neighbor, Denny Chen. Hey, shouldn't you be in school?
The Don and Mike Show. It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Now, that was just a horrible, bloody abortion that we had a moment ago there. The fetus is still rolling around on the floor from that game we tried to play. We'll give away the trip to Los Angeles with a trivia question about the show in a couple of seconds. But now let's welcome, that's why we're playing Turning Japanese, back to the show after a very long hiatus.
Wow.
Hey. Hop Sing.
Number 15 in LA. Now you're bringing Hop Sing back all that time. You want to, Joe. You're really excited down to number 15, so you call me to come on show.
Yes, that's right.
You always do the same thing. So, trouble with ratings time? So, who you call? Not a Ghostbuster? You call Hop Sing to come back on show to boost the ratings time? That I understand, Joe. I not come back sometime. I say, oh, they call never. You never call Hop Sing. You never make phone call.
You are the best house boy we ever had. And
it's good to be back. But I wish
love your ponytail.
You
I love your ponytail.
10 years, something like that. You not phone me up. I long way away. I back home. I lose reg in landmine.
Look at it.
This leg is our official. As he first read, there you go. Sing a children. Oh, good for our Asian people. That's a fun life. I love you, play music for me. I go far away, back to hometown.
So you had your leg blown off with a landmine.
Yeah, and I spent some time over there. Big life party.
But now you...
He blew up. I don't know where he come from, but I do okay. I get around just the time, the joke.
So you really are Hop Sing now.
Yeah. Hello, Jackie and Martin. Jackie, I much more experienced in ways of love with a Chinese woman from China, where I spend all time over there now, and I come back to make a triumphant return up to Don and Mike show.
Guess what we have for you, Hop Sing?
Well, you have gift for Hop Sing. You have Hop Sing want more than everything. I say the word now.
Sex books.
I know. I say something different now.
What?
Pornography.
Hey, good job.
You learned
English even in China. My English is so much better. I do such a good job. What's this? What you pray?
It's just more of your native background.
I would like to tell you about all of my travel all around the world.
Tell us, it's been 10 years since we've had you on the show.
Wow. I go back, travel all night long, travel all day long, 17-hour by plane trip to my hometown. I spend all my money to get back to hometown to see
all my family. I love my hometown.
What's
it's
your,
great.
Where's your hometown?
Glad you asked, Joe.
Where is it?
Puntang. I have so
oh,
many.
Oh, you're from Puntang.
Puntang. I love Puntang. Beautiful. Do you come into a valley of Puntang? Puntang, so... Why so laugh funny? Not funny, Joe. Puntang, so beautiful. You're walking to a valley. Lovely valley with two giant mountains on either side. Mm. Big round mountains. At top of each mountain is tiny little nipple. But it's tower. It's tower where we worship a Buddha. On each mountain. So you will say, oh, look at the lovely mountain top. And the first person I see is my brother, who I have not seen in 34 years.
And isn't his name Sing Sing?
Big Wang.
A Big Wang.
Big Wang is brother who I Big have Wang. All the time. He is such a good guy. I see my little brother I have not seen in 25 years.
What's his name?
Tai Bong. Tai Bong.
Tai Bong.
So funny. Tai Bong is, how you say, he's not the same as everybody. He is a little bit... He like a boy.
Is it tight ass?
No, he like a boy.
Oh.
He like a boy. We open our mind. We
shaved?
That's fine.
Is that what you mean? You mean shaved?
Well, he shaved all over. We don't need to worry about that in Puntang. In Puntang, it don't matter. We don't have no problem with that. Me, all of my brothers, very little body hair. We have no body hair. And Harper Singh, about 10 years ago, roots the hair down there. Mm. Used to have more than enough. Now, that's all worn away. I'm not as young as I used to be. No. But then I see my father come walk down the street with all sorts of gifts for me.
He has a pig and
a bok choy.
What's your pop's name?
Big Bao. Big Bao.
Big Bao?
So, Big Bao.
Tell me your family again. What's your one brother's name?
Big Quang.
Big Wang.
Yeah, he's an older brother.
Big Quang.
Big Quang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an older brother, oldest brother.
And who's the other one?
My younger brother.
Yeah.
He's a Tai Bong.
Tai Bong.
Tai Bong.
And your dad?
Tai Bong is gay.
Yeah. And your dad?
Big Bao. Big Bao is great father. Very wise.
Yeah.
White hair. Wrong white beard. White robe. And he's the most popular guy in Puntang. Huh.
Now, do you still like sex as much as you used to on the show?
I was saying just the other day, the big guy in my town of Puntang, how much we like sex. He's the big guy. He's super guy. He's a gang leader over there. He run the gang.
Oh, he's a gang leader?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
His name is Hot Bling. Hot Bling.
Hot Bling.
We sit in my town of Puntang, Dinanito Mountain, listen all day to Snoopy Doggy Dog, love all the American, but I tell him, back in America, we don't have in Puntang because government will take away.
Oh,
we got sex books that are great with General Jameson. You love that. So good sex book.
Can I show you a picture?
Sure.
It is a picture of a girl from American Idol.
Okay.
From Wednesday night. Her name is Catherine McPhee.
I just arrived today. What is you talk about? I don't understand.
It's a talent show.
Talent show. Talent show in Puntang.
Yes.
Yeah. We have Tango. Who can make a rice fastest? He's very excited.
Look at this picture of her in the yellow dress.
Okay.
Oh.
What do you think?
That's good. You got picture of her without a dress?
No, that's the best we can do.
What you do? Come on. What happened to old show? No wonder you are number 15. You used to hand a hop sing the dress with the girls with the big giant breasts. They are through the...
Okay.
You used to have all the naked ladies.
You know what I got? You know what I got for you now?
What you got now?
You wanted it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Big and sloppy.
That's what I know.
There's your magazine.
There you go, Joe. Hey. Look at that big sex book, fat girls.
Exactly.
Yes, there used to be. Let me tell you, Buzz, long time ago, before you got here,
I remember.
They have a great time on Donnie My Show. Best magazine sex book ever in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. It's called Prompers. Prompers have that.
Prompers.
Big, super fat girl, and they have tiny little skinny man like Harper Singh.
Right.
Climb up like they climb the mountain of a Puntang. Oh, that's good. I have great time. I bring this book back. I write this. Now you're talking, Joe. I tell
this back to Punta, give it to my dirtiest cousin, my favorite cousin.
Who's that?
My dirty buddy.
Who's that?
Lick Poo.
Oh, no.
Lick Poo loved that so much. Lick Poo read all sex books. Only man in China got so many. Only sex book I have in Punta, sadly called Black Pipe.
Oh, no.
I see.
Not good.
Sorry.
Get so bored. So bored all the time. I have seen look at Black Pipe. I get so jealous.
Yeah.
Look at size of that. I cannot do that.
Like,
we have no people like that in the Poon Day.
What about that? What about Yao Ming?
Yao Ming? Yao Ming, okay. But, you know, I like the artists that don't have super big name, you know. It's like, if you got big ego, like you're a political figure, like mayor of Poon Day, mayor Fat Wim, who is...
Fat Wim.
Fat Wim make all the major decisions. He is the leader. He is bigger and more powerful than Hot Bling. And my other cousin, Slut Fang, say, if Lick Poo come back...
What was that cousin? His name?
Slut Fang.
Slut Fang?
Slut Fang.
Slut Fang.
She is dirty body. She easy on the eye, too. She work in fields every day. Come home at night, she is a tiger. I know do that, though. If I make love with Slut Fang, she's cousin. I have deformed kid with big eye.
Right.
Instead of a boy, it not work for me. I wear not for so good as Hop Sing.
Oh, Hop Sing?
Yes.
We are glad that you're back.
So good to be here. I need a place to stay.
Will you come back on the show when you can stay longer and when we can actually, once again, go through your favorite, and we are going to get real fat naked porno magazines for you.
What I like to do, I come by next time, and within a reason, I read selections from the magazine called Prompos, and
great.
Big and Fat, and Over 50. That's our thing's favorite. I save money since my leg blown off. Only have to buy one sandal. It's news time. That's good and exciting, Joe. Time flies when you have fun.
Yeah.
I send letter now. I write back to all the people in Poon Tang who want to be on the radio like me someday.
You know,
being a superstar, Joe.
I certainly wish we would have had you on before that parade of losers for the boss contest.
I like this song. You know what you do?
What?
I can give you good advice for being ready. Up from 15 to a number one.
Right.
You're modernized.
We're number 15.
This song you play right now comes from Elvis Presley.
Right.
You got to sing that song that goes, hey, my baby is a gold digger. That baby is a gold digger.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Kanye.
Good, Kanye. Yeah, that's good, man. He's the kind of guy. I like that music. I got all that. Thank you for my favorite gong.
What happened? What happened to you? You have changed so much.
Not so much. Time passes when you spend all time in there. I am now 79.
Wow.
79 years old. Very happy to be with
and
you.
This
I not changed too much. Look, I turn around. You got single ponytail.
Big long ponytail.
There you go.
That song that we're hearing there. I've got it.
In a world where only radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to these people.
And I mean, we're going to open up Buzz. We're going to take a chisel and we're going to open him up.
And I'm all,
What
does that song mean, this thing that we were...
Yeah. Once our people get together, they say, we are very happy to be here celebrating good harvest. And all the children of Poon Tang gather for the big feast hosted by Mayor Fat Wien and his first cousin, Chuck Zitt.
Oh, no.
That's it. Chuck Zitt is cousin to other cousin, Pop Zitt.
Buzz?
Yes.
You know Pop Zitt?
Pop Zitt?
Yeah. Pop Zitt,
I'm familiar with Pop Zitt.
Pop Zitt.
Heard of him.
Very good. Like American pizza.
Sure.
Buzz, what are your lead stories today on the News and Comments show?
You know Pop Zitt, Buzz?
I've heard of him, yes.
Pop Zitt. Buzz the Burbank.
Yeah, hi.
Look at you. Wear a tight black shirt.
What you got today, Buzz?
This evening, the hybrid and the hypocrite. Atheists, people we can all hate together. And will a new study cut off the circumcision debate?
Yeah, that plus Bull Bank. All over China, he known. Everybody say,
really?
You want to buy a car? You listen to Buzz.
Stay tuned.
He know.
For news and comment, coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I'm single to have you back.
He know good car, especially Jeep. He drive it. He don't drive a Jeep, though.
I got one more thing I want to show you before you go.
Okay, you show me.
It's a picture of our former producer.
Okay.
Beth. Oh. Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah, look
I think
this.
She might be right up your alley.
What do you think?
Oh, no way.
No?
That's no good.
Huh.
Ew.
Okay.
No, she's not good at all. That's nasty. Hard to sing, not like that at all.
That's just you.
Can I take, you take this one back. Oh, beat it, round eye.
That was very...
professional. Commercial time.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Okay, okay.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Number 15 today. Back to number one by the end of 2006.
That's right.
Thank you.
And very soon.
Watch it happen.
The return of Las Vegas shows.
Here we go.
Las Vegas style shows. And
Jennifer and Jennifer.
Yeah.
The ping pong chick.
It's got to happen.
Here to repossess your funny bone, yep. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, a big Rorada number 15 party Wednesday night. You're invited. How did Mike join? Go to our website, Don and Mike website, for more information. Buzz's News and Comments shows tonight brought to us by the Hard Times Cafe. All the great food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Hard Times Cafe. And Buzz,
yes.
We did not give away the trip to Los Angeles.
I noticed.
Because, well, our 15th place listeners today really came to play.
Mm-hmm.
We just had maybe...
That's all going to change, too.
The name of the game was Thin the Herd. Mm-hmm. We just had to...
Right.
The game sucked. We cut our losses.
Yes.
You want to go to Los Angeles to see the finale of The Apprentice?
Nice prize.
I have three questions that deal with today's show, with things that were said on today's show.
Love Very
that.
Good.
If you've listened to the whole show... Yo, son of a bitch, it's your lucky day.
Yeah, and then it's time to reward people for that.
877-365-3636. If you've listened to the whole show, call now. Select question number one, question number two, question number three.
Mm-hmm.
Answer right, win the trip.
Yeah. Bingo, that easy.
It's a grab bag format.
Three big ways
to win big.
To win big.
That's right.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. And Joe will take caller 100, so start counting.
Very good. Hi, Donna, Mike. The debate rages on about whether to shorten the foreskins of newborn boys. There's certainly a movement against it for being painful, unnatural, and unnecessary.
I hated it when it was done to me.
I'm for it.
But some parents circumcise for religious reasons. Some so he won't look different than daddy or the other boys in gym class.
It's cosmetic.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm for it.
Right?
Trim, trim, trim.
You've always been for cosmetic. I thought the other way is ugly.
And I'm going to bring it up again. Mm-hmm. Much like Paul Sorvino in The Godfather,
the way that
he cut the onion.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Right. Goodfellas. Goodfellas.
When
they're in jail, you said The Godfather. They're saying, same mafia movie.
Right?
When he cuts that garlic real thin with the razor blade.
That's how they do it.
That's the way it was done to me.
When Ray Liotta comes in and he's got all... he's got wine and he's got the big French bread.
He's got salami and a scotch.
Yeah.
Now we can eat. So there's religion and there's appearance, but as some parents do it for reasons of health and hygiene, and turns out they might be onto something. A new study says circumcision is better at controlling the spread of AIDS than condom use. The study was done in South Africa, where circumcision is not the norm, at least for men. The study also says teaching abstinence...
Yeah, there's
pretty now.
Nasty right there.
Yeah, well, it's never pretty.
Right.
Okay, remember Saturday Night Live, Dan Aykroyd?
The car, the limo.
We're in the back of the new Lincoln Town Car.
That's
one of the best ever, and the best was when the rabbi went, or the guy that, what do they call the guy that does the bris? Is it a rabbi sometimes?
Yes.
A moil.
A moil.
And he goes,
that's right.
Perfect.
And didn't they go over a bump?
Yeah, and it didn't fade.
Right. That's how smooth that car is.
Perfect.
Now, the study also says that teaching abstinence does far less to cut the spread of AIDS than sticking with one partner.
Buzz?
Interesting, yes.
Give me one moment.
Please. Oh, a winner, eh?
Call 100 right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing today?
Doing very well, my friend. What's your name? Any idea?
My name's Rich.
Have you listened to the whole show?
Not all of it.
Don't BS a BSer. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Matt.
Matt, have you listened to the whole show?
I would be lying if I said I did. I have not listened to the whole show.
You know, again, today's
This is becoming clear what we need.
Thin the herd.
Yes. Right.
Listen, we're in 15th place. This is dire straits time for the show. This is like money for nothing time for the show, okay? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a total douchebag and you don't get what's going on, don't call.
Right.
Please, just listen.
There are lots of people who've heard the whole show. We're trying to get through.
Right.
Let them.
Just listen, don't call. We said specifically at the beginning of this, if you've listened to the whole show today.
Yeah, you couldn't make it any clearer.
Listen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, caller 100.
Well, it really doesn't matter at this point. Have you listened to the whole show?
Yes, I have.
Would you like to try question number one, question number two, or question number three?
If he answers any one of those correctly, he wins, right?
Correct.
Okay, which question do you want, one, two, or three?
I'll take number two, please.
Number two.
He wants number two, though.
No, everybody does, Buzz. Where am I going, me, Don? Where am I going this weekend?
This weekend.
So you don't know, do you?
Yes. You are going to play golf. I don't know. No, I don't
know.
Right.
So he was lying.
Answer? Atlantic City.
Easy.
I knew
that. Take number two off the board.
That's right. There are only two questions
Hello,
left.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Joe?
Yes, turn your radio down.
Yeah, hi, this is Joe Ardinger. How are you? Have you listened to the whole show today?
Yes, I have.
Would you please turn your radio down?
Okay.
It's Hal.
Hi, Hal.
He'll be right back.
Hi, Dave.
Hi there. Friend?
Are you there, sir?
He'll be back.
Jesus.
What are you, in the herd?
It's in the herd.
This is becoming clear.
Don and Mike Show.
Oh, maybe our biggest problem is.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Have you listened to the whole show today?
Yes, I certainly have.
Good for you. What's your name? Any idea?
John.
Where are you from, Johnny?
I am from Arlington, Virginia.
Johnny, you want question number one or question number three?
Is there any difference? Or just, yeah, okay.
One.
Yes.
Three.
Yes, three.
He picks three.
Three. Which one of Mike's relatives is coming to town this weekend?
The answer is his sister.
Woo!
That is correct.
Very good. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It was like pulling teeth, but we got a winner. Now
I was heading through New York Avenue when I heard it.
For a bonus prize. What does PS mean? I said I wanted to have PS
all right.
with Mike's sister.
I remember.
I don't know if I can say that on the air.
Not that bad.
Then it's wrong.
Oh, okay. That would be...
No. Never
don't
mind.
Say
it was phone sex.
Phone sex.
Although I bet you had another word.
Oh, I thought you said PS. I didn't hear you.
Well, okay. It was the phone. You would have gotten it if you'd understood what PS was.
But
yeah. Can you give me another bonus one just for the hell of it?
Well, did you say TF?
I thought you said T as in Tom, S as in Sam.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
TS.
Well,
I don't know either.
Okay.
That's another new...
Yeah.
No, that's what we talked about off the radio.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that.
Something that Raymond Burr would have done.
TF.
I wouldn't want to do that to your your sister.
TF.
TF.
Yummy.
Because think about the T word.
Right.
And think about an S word that rhymes with it.
Yeah. Right.
And think about what Raymond Burr used to like to do on coffee tables.
Sorry, Kathy.
My friend.
Yes,
congratulations. You've won the trip for two to Los Angeles to the premiere of the finale of NBC's The Apprentice. Compliments of the haircuttery. Don't miss the finale of The Apprentice, NBC Monday, June 5. Do not miss it. Thank you for listening.
Hey, man, this is really cool. You guys are nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice. Goddamn, we're rated number 15. We need lots of help.
Spread the word.
Lots of help.
Well, hey, you know, if you add 5 and 1 together, you get 6. Maybe that's where you're going to end up next time.
All right, and then we'll be number 1 by the end of the year. I like numerology.
Thank you. Hold on just a moment.
I really feel that if we spoke with him any longer, it could not possibly have gone well.
Your sister, I would have PS, TF, or TS.
No.
With your sister.
NFW.
FW?
NFW.
Oh no effing way.
Not going to happen.
Like
like you're going to know about it.
Oh, that's cruel.
Like you're going to know about it. Stop. Buzz, what's next? We got a break. What's next?
I know the condom manufacturing bubble may be bursting. That's our story when we retire.
Like that.
You know, you're funny, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. They love to make pudding.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Don't forget, Las Vegas-style shows are back. As a matter of fact, not only in your own home, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'll give them a plug, Rob. We got a call from a great venue in Baltimore.
Good. Good. Excellent.
Scores Baltimore.
Fantastic.
Now that would work for a Las Vegas-style show.
Muy bueno.
And we'd like to come to your home as well for the Las Vegas-style show. Email us at the website, donamikewebsite.com. Now here is Buzz. Buzz?
Yes?
Did Joe's little news tip work its way to you?
Yes, it did, and we're waiting for confirmation now.
Okay, apparently...
We hear there's a rumor. Mm-hmm.
We got to say this is a rumor because we don't have anything confirmed yet, but we heard it's on the wire,
mm-hmm.
right?
What's weird about it is let's go to our...
Print it right now.
Printing it out, so apparently it is true.
Yes. From the Las Vegas Sun, it is coming out of the printer.
Rush it in.
Bring it right into Buzz.
Here it comes.
Okay.
Breaking news.
We do have breaking news. Las Vegas Sun. All right, there it is.
Thank you, Joe.
Las Vegas is calling.
Here it is.
Time for breaking news.
From the Associated Press, Rush Limbaugh was arrested today on prescription drug charges, according to law enforcement officials. Limbaugh turned himself into authorities on a warrant issued by the state attorney's office in Florida, apparently. The conservative radio commentator came into the jail about 4 p.m. with his lawyer, Roy Black. He was released about an hour later on $3,000 bail.
No.
The warrant was for fraud to conceal information to obtain prescriptions.
Okay. Maybe. Which they have, been talking about for a long time.
That's what they've been investigating.
Blues,
cabbage.
Must have them, unfortunately. Have to go through station house.
Denny's.
Turn self in.
Now, that was in Vegas, right?
Republican icon.
Right, that's the story is
You know what that means? That means he got arrested at the NAB.
Mm-hmm. The story was in the Las Vegas Sun. He was arrested in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Vegas
was the first to have the story.
In Vegas, the NAB, National Association of Broad Chasers, is out there.
Yes.
2 hours in drunk tank.
Oh, Rush.
Damn.
Hope this doesn't hurt the conservative movement. Researchers say they found a new birth control product for men that's more reliable than a condom and less invasive than a vasectomy.
I'll drink to that.
It's a shot of male hormones. You know how you make a male hormone?
you don't pay him.
Exactly.
You kick him.
Take away his strap on.
It's a shot of male hormones that suppresses the production of sperm. That's what it does. They say it's easily reversible. 3 to 4 months later, you're no longer shooting blanks. The shot may still be a few years away. They still have to study the side effects, like whether the shot will improve a man's skills at interior decorating. Okay, all right, so maybe you don't want your daughter to marry another woman, or maybe you don't want her to marry Snoop Dogg. You're pretty sure you don't want her to marry Saddam Hussein. But you know who you really don't want her to marry? An atheist.
Rob Spiewak.
Oh, well, there's that. But a new study shows that atheists are the most distrusted minority in America.
Oh, thank God I'm an atheist.
The least trustworthy atheist.
It's kind of a joke.
I don't believe you.
See, if I was an atheist,
God, I'm an atheist.
If I was an atheist, I wouldn't believe in God and then would not say, thank God I'm an atheist.
Exactly.
But I pointed that out, thank God.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Hey, seventh inning stretch. Give that fan a contract.
Give that fan a contract.
This 30-year nationwide study was done by the University of Minnesota Sociology Department. It found that Americans are becoming increasingly tolerant of other people's religious beliefs. It's the lack of belief that makes them sick to their stomachs. Atheists are less popular than Muslims, and radical atheists haven't bombed anyone. Atheists rank lower than illegal immigrants, even lower than gays. And the study found that...
No one's lower than gay.
Oh, yes, atheists are. And the study found that atheists are the people most Americans are least willing to allow their children to marry.
Did you hear about the dyslexic atheist?
No.
What happened?
He hates dogs. He hates dog.
Interesting, this study is.
The end of the week, I'm on fumes. What do you expect?
You heard about Professor Backwards when he was murdered, right?
No.
Yeah. Everybody ignored his calls of pleh, pleh,
pleh.
All of this interesting, since about 10% of Americans are atheists and yet make up less than 1% of the prison population, the rest of the felons declared a religious affiliation.
Isn't that nice?
And we'll wrap it up for the week when we come back.
Okay, you got your crazy made-up story when we come back.
That's right.
Not made up, though, right?
That's right.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Out of the mouths of tards comes the Don and Mike Show.
Like doing this right here. And now here's Guy Burnley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Finally, a couple of notes from the road, for the road. First, okay. The head of the Oregon Liquor Control Commission resigned yesterday.
I knew her.
After being charged with drunken driving. Oh. And around Philadelphia, a Domino's delivery guy was using that same car to carry corpses to funeral parlors. He got pulled over for no inspection sticker. The cops found pizzas awaiting delivery, along with a stretcher and some trash and wet clothing.
Let's say hi to Rob Grippy.
Yeah, I want thin crust, let me see, pepperoni, sausage, and formaldehyde.
Mmm, that's good. Oh, boy, it's the cadaver lover's pizza.
Hey, try the new extra corpsey. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Just like in the bedroom. You're so fast. That's not the song that I wanted.
No.
You love Men at Work.
I hate Men at Work. I mean, I like them, but I don't. Where's my...
Not in that way.
Where's my Frida song? Hold on, here it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Oh, okay. Listen, on that note, we got to go. We're number 15 in the ratings.
That's right.
So, this weekend, think about how that affects me and Mike and what you can do to make us feel better on Monday.
We'd appreciate it.
Seriously, have a good weekend, everybody. Be safe. We'll be back on Monday. Love you, Frida. Love you, Barn. Love you, Amy. See you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Okay, and you?
I'm headed over to corporate to watch Little Man Tate.
Thanks, Rob.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.